You want to see him? Just look in his word. He'll show you what he's talking about. If you'll be sincere, he'll show you what he's talking about. You love the Lord? Good to see each and every one of you back in the house of the Lord today. It's just kind of, as someone said during the break, just that they really enjoyed teaching it, that didn't put them to sleep. Well, I wish that happened in the regular schoolhouse, because most time you start teaching them, the kids start going to sleep. So, but you know what? This is life. This is life or death, whichever one you choose. So kind of stay awake for the life part. This is the life. To me, as thinking back there, you know, and this is no derogatory statement to anyone, but you know, a lot of times preachers will, you hear preachers, they say, boy, that guy just burnt my hide preaching. And I said, well, what did he preach about? And he said, well, you know, hair and dress and going to church and what to do, not to do, and what we're doing and not doing. And I said, well, I don't do that. I go to church. I don't do drugs. I don't run around on my wife. I don't do all these things. So that don't burn my hide. What burns my hide is somebody gets up here and teaches the word of God and breaks it down to me, and I go, God, I didn't know that. That's what burns my hide, that I didn't know that. But God's willing and able, and he's going to give it to you as you're ready to receive it. All right? So let's turn to the book of Daniel and begin again. And I want to just thank the Lord that Brother Dale is my pastor. Because I'm going to tell you, we sometimes think we get a little boring around here and we don't have much around here. Well, guess what? Go to some of these other places. Go and look at ministers that's been in the gospel for 30-something years and didn't even know about the chart. Didn't even know what the chart looked like. Didn't even know there was one. May have knew there was one, but you know what? It's kind of like electricity. I don't understand electricity, so I'm scared of it. So I don't go in that box over there, right? But now if I understood electricity, that'd be a walk in the park to me. I could go over there and put the wires where they needed to go and never even turn the power off. But now me, why? Because I don't understand it, and I've never been taught how to handle electricity. So I'm scared of it. So that's a problem with people in the end time. But it's like Brother Claude said, and I want you to really get this, and he made a good statement. He said, if you don't get Revelation 6 through Revelation 19, which is the Daniel 70 weeks, then the book is closed to you. Book's closed in 5 Revelations, right? Book's not open to Revelations 10. Right. So if you miss from 6 to 19, the book's still closed to you. Right. So let's settle down and let's dig in. And I'm going to read some of the same quotes Brother Dale did. I didn't run them off for you. You can get them on here or you can get them online. You can pull off the same thing I got on your computer at home. Okay? So let's read Daniel 9. 24. And before we do, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray today that you'd come among us in a special way, Lord. That you would teach us the things that we need to know, Lord. That it would not return void. You said it would accomplish, Lord, everything that it was sent out to do. So I pray now as we study this great subject and listen to your prophet, Lord, and listen to the Holy Spirit, that, Lord, we'll know what to do in this end time, Lord, the things to look for and the things to look for in the Word, Father. That we can dig into the deeper things, that we can go into the higher heights and the deeper depths. We thank you, Father, for the word that you've given us, Lord. Now I pray that you'll give us more word, word on top of word. There be any sick among us, you said you sent the word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So as the word goes forth today, Lord, may something quicken in their hearts. And if they receive a revelation today, may they say in their heart, my children or my family or my husband or my sickness, my pain, my anxiety, my all these things that will be taken care of without even a hand being laid on them, Lord. That we'll just do as we said last Sunday, that we'll just have faith that speaks. And may our faith speak today, Lord, because it's something that we believe in. We believe in this scripture here in Daniel 9 that the prophet's going to tell us it's one of the most important scriptures in the Bible. And then some people just throw it off as to be somewhere else or to a different time. Father, you gave all. You said all scripture was given, what? By inspiration. Lord, so every word in this Bible is given for inspiration. You give it to your little bride. You whisper the secrets into our hearts, Lord. And now we take those secrets and we reveal them to the people, Father. Just bless us now. Take care of us. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Trudy McMillan said, don't go so fast. Well, we're trying to cover a lot, but I'll try not to. I told them at the minister's meeting, I said, this is one time I wished I was a Yankee and I could talk fast. I said, the only time I wished I was a Yankee. I'm sorry. I told a girl the other day, she was talking about being from the North, and I said, well, you know, I said, if I'm glad y'all won the war, because if we'd have won the war, we'd have killed all of you. So, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Now look, watch this. 70 weeks, we're going to break this down a little bit. 70 weeks are determined. Now what Brother Dale did today, or this morning, I'm going to try to comb through some of the parts that he went through but didn't cover totally, because you can't do it in the time that we were given. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now, I've heard people preach. Actually, I haven't. I've not heard anybody but Brother Dale, myself, and Brother Claude. I said, I've only heard us and Brother Richard Wilson and Brother Harris preach on Daniel 70 weeks. So I've not heard it from anybody else. But they never preach about the city because, look, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, who? Jews. Thy people is Daniel's people, Jews, right? And upon thy holy city, which is what? Jerusalem. Because that city's got to be restored back too. Right. We talked about the temple this morning. To do six things. Now these six things, keep this in mind. This will be the last of the sermon. These six things are the key to this whole picture. Because these six things have to happen according to Scripture. They have to happen in that 70 weeks.
Right.
Everybody understand that?
Amen.
They have to, because it didn't say 70 and a half weeks. It didn't say 69 and a half weeks. It says 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to do what? Finish the transgression, make amend of sin, make reconciliation for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. That's got to happen in the 70 weeks of Daniel. Can't happen outside. It's got to happen in the 70 weeks. All sixfold purpose has to be made manifest inside of that 70 weeks. All right, so you can sit down now. And the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, I'm going to read a letter. And if you want to pull the original chart. Now, this chart is the one that people, you know, some people don't know it's here or don't know what it's about. But this chart, see where it says chart of Daniel 70 weeks as drawn by Brother William Branham. Now, listen. Let me give you a little history on this chart. This chart, if you listen to the Daniel 70 week series, Brother Branham talks about Rebekah making this little kingdom man, or this little man here, look like a woman. He says, Becky, that kind of looks like a girl. So she's the one that drew it on the blackboard for Brother Branham. Then she took it off that blackboard, and if you'll notice, this wasn't done by Microsoft. Microsoft wasn't invented in 1961. This is an old click, click, click typewriter. You see those? That's why this is the original chart. Now, this is not the original chart, but it is the original chart. Because Rebekah took that off, and Brother Claude, he doesn't mind me, he sent this to me. He says, Brother, he sent Brother George Smith, which was the husband of Rebekah Smith Branham, all right? Brother George, I have a Daniel 70 weeks chart that I am attaching to this email. It's the one I gave him, and it's that chart right there. And I wanted to know if you know if this is truly the one that Brother Branham used, or do you have or know of someone that has a copy of a chart he preached from? Thanks for your response. Brother George sent him an email back. Brother Claude, thank you for your inquiry. I do have here before me the drawing which Sister Rebekah left for us, which she affirmed was exactly what Brother Branham used during the series. And it's this chart right here. The differences I see from your drawing to hers, because he had one that's a little bit more updated. What happened was, right here, it says, the difference I see from your drawing to hers are minimal. Under B.C. 538... somebody had put in return from Babylon. under 434, somebody had wrote down here, Messiah the Prince. Well, this just says Messiah. At AD 30, the cross is standing alone, not connected. AD 70 is written above, it says the destruction of Jerusalem. So see, the integrity of this chart was not compromised by those little things that were added by maybe someone else later on. So does everybody understand that? She didn't erase AD 33 and put AD 30 up here. She didn't erase some of this stuff and put it, no. There was just a few things, modifications, which were exactly correct. It says, so please send me your address and I'll send you this chart. So he sent that chart to Brother Claude. So, you know, you can say, well, that doesn't confirm anything. Well, I believe it does, because that's what the Bible says. It's what I was trying to tell him at the pastor's meeting. You can bring me 1,000 quotes, but if they don't match the Bible, they're wrong. Or my understanding's wrong. All right, so I'm going to say my understanding's wrong. If I don't understand what this chart is, my understanding's wrong, because that chart and the Bible are exactly the same. All right, 70 weeks are determined. So I just wanted to read that for you. Now let's go to Jeremiah, because I want you to listen to this. Tell you how important this is. Listen to this, Jeremiah 25:10. Moreover, now this is where? This is Jeremiah. Jeremiah is the one that told, prophesied, saying to Israel, you will be. Moreover, I will take from you the voice of the mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstone and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Remember, in the Daniel 70 Weeks book, Brother Branham said, Daniel read Jeremiah's books.
Right.
I know by books.
Right.
He looked back at Jeremiah the prophet, which that's what he should have done. Each prophet looks back to the previous, right? Looks at Jeremiah's prophecy and sees, and then writes, 70 years are determined. All right, so 70 years. And it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon. And that nation saith the Lord for their iniquity in the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. Now listen, that come from Jeremiah the prophet. If you'll look in your Bible, the next quote that we're going to bring up, if you have a Scofield Bible, go and bring up Jeremiah 28. Because Jeremiah prophesies this and he goes on and talks about certain things. Now Jeremiah 28, there's another guy comes on the scene. Hananiah. Now if you look in your Bible, if you have a Scofield, it says Hananiah the prophet, and it's just written right on out. But now once you get on down a little bit further, it says Jeremiah the prophet. It's italicized. Because Jeremiah was the prophet. He's the one that had the word. There was this other preacher, Brother Claude was talking about this the other day. He said there was this other preacher stood up and said Hananiah the prophet took the yoke off of the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, thus saith the Lord. What did he read this morning? If a prophet prophesies and does miracles, and the miracles come to pass, but he takes you to another God, don't believe the man. So this is Hananiah. Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, thus saith the Lord, capital L-O-R-D. Even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. 2 years, not 70, 2. Hananiah stands up and says, we're going out in 2 years, folks. Jeremiah says, we're going out in 70 years, folks. Who are you going to believe? Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. See it, even italicized there, the prophet. After Hananiah, the prophet, had broken the yoke off of the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yoke of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. In other words, he's going to make it worse. All right? For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they shall serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And they shall serve him, and I have given him the beast of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee.
Right.
Well, that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough.
Right.
The Lord has not sent thee. Now, this is a parable, by the way. Sorry, didn't mean to mention that, but this is a parable. Then said the prophet Jeremiah to Hananiah, the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie.
Right.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year shalt thou die. because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. That's what Brother Claude said. He said, tell him, preacher, said, look, Hananiah couldn't get his dates right, so he died.
You're right.
That's Bible. It's a parable. Hananiah didn't get his dates right, so he died. Jeremiah got his dates right, and he went out. All right? And that's what Dad said. He said, yeah, spiritually, if you don't get Daniel 70 weeks, not spiritually, you'll die, but I don't believe you can make the change without this. Because without putting all this together by the Holy Spirit, you can't take a body change. You got to have this, people. You got to have this. This is not something that we're just teaching a class on, and it's just a good dissertation, and it's a good place to be today. It's not. Let's go to the first quote. Listen to this. Gabriel's instruction to Daniel. This is the one most important scriptures in the book. So why do people want to toss it out? This is the one most important scriptures in the book. He's talking about Daniel 9. What does it do? It tells the closing of the Jewish nation, the Jewish people. This scripture, the 70 of weeks, it discloses and tells exactly from the time that Daniel started there until the end of the consummation.
Right.
It's one of the greatest timepieces. But it's just to the Jews, Brother Wade. We don't need this. Well, then we don't need the seals.
Right.
Because they're to the Jews. We don't need the trumpets, because they're to the Jews. In other words, take Revelation 6, 1 through 19 out of your Bible and rip it up and throw it in the trash. Because we don't need it. Yes, we need every piece in that Bible.
Amen.
It's like Brother Bill Yont said. He said, you think one word got us out of the garden, you think one word less is going to get us back in?
Right.
No, we got to take that one word that was wrong in Eve's time, put it back in the Word of God and go back into the Garden of Eden. Because that's where we're going to. We're heading toward the Garden of Eden. But listen, the next one. 1961, Gabriel's instructions to Daniel. You've got to study with me and study deep or you'll miss it. So in other words, if you're just going to write this down and you're going to take these pieces of paper and toss them in the trash can, then goodbye, Hananiah. And I want to draw it out here on the blackboard. And then you bring your pencils and paper and write down these dates, these times, and all about it.
Man, right.
Pretty important. Now the 70 of weeks begins. Now get this, after the church is taken out. Now everybody understand that? Say amen. So if you do, say amen. If you don't, say oh me. Write your questions down. I told them in a Sunday school class. We may try to cover it next Sunday morning. Down in Sunday school class, we may give Bob a little break. I don't know. I'll pray about it and I'll call him Sunday morning and let him know. You got to be instant in season and out of season, buddy. So, and answer a few questions. If you do have some, write them down. Don't do like Brother Branham. Should we wear undershorts or should we? No, we need something on Daniel 70 weeks. Okay. All right. You sisters ought to know better. Anyway. But they were questions. You know what? He answered them gracefully. The most important time of his life, the most important sermon the man ever preached in his life, and they asked him about wearing pantyhose and pajamas. He had a lot of grace. I don't know if I'd have had that much at that time. But look, all these things I've been telling you, Brother Dale's been showing you, remember, it is a parable. So let's pull up again. You're going to see some of these again. A parable. It's a metaphor, number two, a comparison of one thing with another, likeness, similitude, an example by which a doctrine, that's what we're talking about. A doctrine or precept is illustrated. All right? So let's just confirm one thing for sure. And listen to this. That whatever, like Brother Dale said, whatever puts us in the millennium has got to put the Jews in the millennium the same way. Because I'm going to teach to you today on redemption through the 70 weeks of Daniel. That's the title of the sermon, Redemption Through the 70 Weeks. Now, I did this several years ago, but we didn't have all this up here now. We just drew it on a chalkboard, so maybe we can get it now and illustrate it a little bit better. All right? So this chart is not that original one, but to put these things in for the PowerPoint, we made an exact replica, and then we put in the PowerPoint presentation. All right, so did everybody see that? That's the same thing as the original one, exactly. All right? It's just brought up to where it doesn't look like a typewriter did it. A computer did it. So we've come to the computer age. But now look, God wrote it in riddles and parables so that he could hide it from the eyes of the wise and prudent and reveal it to babes such as would learn. See, that's the part that I see that's what we ought to be looking at. We ought to be looking at the parables, looking at the riddles, and not hiding from them.
Right, amen.
We should dive into them.
Right.
Remember what Brother Brown said about that old scarecrow? Remember he put that old bag up there, you know, and that old groundhog would go up there and he'd hit that bag. Why? He was trying to keep that groundhog from eating his peas.
Yep.
He said, usually when there's a scarecrow pops up, there's something good behind it. All right, so they put this big scarecrow that, oh, you're not supposed to understand Daniel 70 weeks. You're not supposed to understand this. Well, you know what? That must be a scarecrow sticking up. So they don't want you to get behind it. They don't want you to go somewhere with it. All right? But I believe it's very important. All right, let's go to number 3. Now, we know the scriptures cannot lie. They have to be the truth. So what are we taking everything back to? Scripture. We're taking everything back to scripture. All right? Now, we know the scripture cannot lie. They have to be truth. And if this angel Gabriel came and told Daniel that there's only 70 weeks left for the Jews, now we would apply that to 6 days or 7 day week, but in prophecy, it's always given in a parable. Because remember, he got this on the 68th year. Daniel was praying, wanting to know how long it was going to be before they would leave and how they were going to leave. Right? And Brother Branham said God not only showed him the 2 years, but he showed him all the way to the consummation.
Amen.
What? The redemption. Consummation is when everything's redeemed.
Right.
All right? So he showed him all the way to the consummation. So, and Brother Branham said, well, if it was just 70 weeks, Daniel was still in captivity in 70 weeks. All right? So it had to be a parable of something coming to Daniel's people and to the city. Let's don't forget the city. Keep that in the back of your head. All right? So now let's go and show here to number 4, or to the scripture. If you'll remember this, we did this several years ago. But we've got a lot of new ones. But in Genesis 29:18, the Bible even tells you something. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. All right, let's go to verse 27 now. Genesis 29. Fulfill, this is Laman telling Jacob, fulfill her week. Well, he didn't work for just a week. He worked for how long? 7 years. So 1 week equals 7 years. Brother Branham, I know he got that in Revelation, and the angel probably said, hey, read Genesis 29. The angel that came to Brother Branham, I believe he said, hey, read this. Because he was a Bible prophet, right? He was a word prophet. He didn't just because the angel said, hey, 1 week equals 7 years. Brother Branham just didn't write that down. He says, no, I can take it all through the scripture and show you that 1 week equals 7 years. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service, which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. What? He worked 7 years. So 1 week equals 7 years. And gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. Oh, now we'll get back in type of this in just a little while. All right, so now, let's look at the three groups. Here's where we're going to slow down right here. I wanted to build a little foundation. All right? We're looking at the redemption of three groups. Us, obviously. Israel, not total Israel, but the 144,000. All right? And thy holy city, Jerusalem. Right. Now, that's Bible. Now, Daniel 9, you say, well, where does Daniel 9 talk about the Gentiles? It says, after 2 weeks, Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. Who was he cut off for?
Right.
Us. Because like Brother Dale always said, this line without us, this line, all this should be right here.
Right.
And none of this.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
But Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel, the younger, but he got Leah, the older.
Right.
Remember, Laban said, you can't do that. You got to marry the older first. Well, who's the older? Israel. The Jews are always the older. They're older than the Gentiles. All right? So there's where it comes in. And you see that this is the ingrafting of the Gentiles.
Glory.
All right? It should be that line comes right here and goes right on the cross because he died for all of us right here. Right? Okay? So, get too much glare in my contact, so I'll get over here and do this again. Jeez. Okay. This is the seven church ages, and this is where the Gentiles come in. So he was cut off, but not for himself. After 62 weeks, he was cut off, but not for himself. Who is he cut off for? Us. Sure, he was cut off for the Jews too, but we're going to read the scripture in a minute. He divorced her. Let's read down Jeremiah. And I saw, and when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and give her a bill of divorcement. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. Now let's go to 322. Here's the return back. Return, ye backslidden children, and I will heal your backsliding.
Right.
Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. So he was cut off from his own people, right? But he can't forget Israel. I can't forget Israel. Look up in the stars, he said. Look down into the sand of the sea. He said, if you can count it, he said, I'll forget. He said, I can't forget Israel no more than you can count the stars in the sky and the sand in the sea. So he's not going to forget her. But he had to bring in a real pretty looking Rachel that he had his eye on all the time. All right? Because remember, who did Rachel bear? Only two children.
Right.
Joseph and Benjamin.
Right.
All right? Leah bore all the others and the concubines. They bore all the other children. But we'll get that in a type in just a minute, a parable. But we see he was cut off, but not for himself. He was cut off for us, but he won't forget them. He's got to come back and restore them. Right? He's not going to restore them to wife because he's already got a wife. Us. So he's going to restore them back to servants. And you can see that all through the scripture, but we don't have time to go through that part. Now, let's outline this. Go ahead and pull the... Alright, so watch the highlight. Watch the yellow highlight here. Alright? Now, pull up number 4. Now, let's outline Daniel's 70 of weeks. Now, right, might repeat here again. Now, Dad read it this morning, but we're going to read it again. Ministers of the Gospel, if you disagree with this, alright. They are divided into three periods. Now, where do you get that from? The Bible.
Right.
The Bible says 70 weeks are determined. The due of the sixfold said now. In other words, there's a 7-week period, a 62-week period, and a 1-week period, right? Or 7 weeks, 62 weeks, 1 week. 62 plus 7 is 69. Not 69 and a half.
Right.
69. And one more week makes 70. That's why I don't understand. Even you can't get this to preachers. Sorry. 483 years, there's not 3.5 to make 486 and a half. 490 years.
Right.
It's, if 1 week equals 7 years, 7 times 7 is 490. So if 483 has been accomplished right here, there's got to be 1 week left.
Right.
I don't care who you're talking about
right.
Or who you're talking to.
Glory.
483 plus 7 is 490. That finishes the redemption of Israel and us and the city. We'll get to it in just a second. All right? But now look, like first, a 7-week period. Then a 62-week period. I'm setting a basis because I'm going to fly from here. I'm going to slow down from here forward because really this is not our redemption, but it is a type of us being redeemed. But we get to Calvary, and this is where we accept and they reject. Right? They accept. We accept as Gentiles. We accept on the day of Pentecost. He came back in the Holy Ghost in AD 30 and filled the 120 in the upper room to start the Gentile age. Right? The Jews said, let his blood be on us. Where? Right there when they got ready to crucify him. They said, let his blood be on us and our children. So that cut them off. But not for himself. Remember the 62 weeks. He was cut off after 62 weeks, but not for himself. He didn't have to go through this, folks.
Right.
He didn't have to.
Exactly.
He did it to get us.
Glory.
Because redemption means we fell somewhere and we got to come back to something.
Right.
All right? That's why Brother Branham said we're redeemable. We see the plan of redemption, that means we're redeemable.
Yeah, right.
If we don't get and see the plan of redemption, we're not redeemable.
Right.
You can talk about seeds all you want to. Redemption is to the ones that needs redeeming. Seeds or not, or whatever you want to call it. If you don't get the plan of redemption, you're not redeemable. If you do, then praise God you are. First a 6 week period, then a 62-week, which is 62. I'm reading quote over there. Then a 1 week period. They're divided into three different periods. 1, 2, 3. Everybody get that?
Right.
Not, like Brother Claude said, not 1, 2, a half here and a half over here. Three periods only. 1, 2, 3. 70th week or the last 7 years. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right? If you don't, if you really get confused, hold your hand up, because I'll stop and we'll try to go back and explain it. The first period, see, I've got it divided here on the board. The first period, I believe he's pointing to here, the second period here, and to my understanding by the gospel, by the Holy Spirit. Now, how many times did you hear that in the service this morning?
Yeah.
So if the Holy Spirit didn't tell them to put this right here, then we got a whole different Holy Spirit. This is so simple, but yet it's not to the wise and prudent. Because you know what happens? It's like I was telling Dad going up there. A lot of these ministers have not taught this because they're scared of it, or they don't understand it, or somebody's told them not to worry about it, or told them not to deal with it. But it's just like you talking to somebody about Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. If you take a Baptist that's been in the Baptist church for 30 years and he's a deacon and he's a staunch deacon, and Brother Colley, he believes in water baptism in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
This is exactly the same feeling you're going to have when God reveals to you that it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right.
So I knew that's what some of them were going to have, because it ruins their doctrine. I told the brethren up there, some of you watched it online, I said, hey, this is for your people. If your people don't, if you don't get it right, your people's not going to get it right. We stand in the door and keep you from moving. Because you don't go higher than your pastor. All right, the first period, second period, to my understanding, by the gospel. Listen, we're down here at the end time. We're not at the beginning of this race. We're at the end of it. We're at the last leg. The baton has been handed to the last group of people. The last quarter mile, you and I are running it right now. There's no other race to be run, so we better get it. No, wait a minute. Somebody will get it. I'm just going to believe it's me. That the end time, now look, the first period, second period, to my understanding, by the gospel, by the Holy Spirit, that the end time God returns again to the Jews. Now we know all by the gospel that Paul taught and the others that God will return again to the Jews. Well, then if he's going to return again to the Jew, how can we apply it back in Daniel's time? We've got to apply it in this last age, and it's after the Gentile church is gone. Because he deals with Israel as a nation, we as individuals. All right, everybody got that? Say amen. A little interactive motion here. We'll keep you awake. Now, let's go to number 5. Now, this is the one that bothers everybody, and that's Daddy covered it this morning. But I want you to listen. I'm going to read you some out of the history. But Brother Branham has got to be right. Right? Now, Jesus Messiah rode into the city of Jerusalem, triumphant on the back of a white mule on Palm Sunday, April the 2nd, AD 30. Now, that's not a misprint. But now, I saw the one that talked about the Philippines. They took and it looked like they changed this 30 and put a 3 there. That's not what Brother Branham put on that chart. So we go by the chart. All right? And I can prove by the chart, because we'll do it in just a second. Jesus rode in Jerusalem. See how specific he was?
Right.
He told us the very date. He didn't just give us a year. He gave us the very day. Then over in the, they said that, everybody said, well, we'll take what Brother Branham said after the seals. Well, in the sixth seal, he said the same thing. They were asking Jesus about the three things about his coming, and that was 2 days after this was,
right,
on Tuesday. Everybody saw that this morning? Did you understand that? He's in the same time period. You say, well, why does he say 33 in other places? He's using another calendar. He's using the calendar now. This is a prophetic calendar. Because you can't take 30. Remember what the chart that Brother Dale did? AD 30 got to 482 years. Well, that's close enough for me. If Brother Brown said 483, but you can't take AD 33 and make it come anywhere close. All right? So he's using a prophetic calendar to tell us exactly when Jesus rode in Jerusalem and what happened. Now look, he says, but as we have already seen that 69 weeks makes 483 years. He didn't say 69 and a half because that don't make 483 years. Got it? I want to nail this down.
Right.
We've got only with the marking of the Bible here time 475 and actually it's 483. A difference of 8 years. Now God can't make it miss. And he didn't because he went to the prophetic calendar.
Right.
Prophetic calendar. All right? Brother Joe? Now, we can, this down here, the prophet, everybody knows that the Bible said that the two prophets prophesy how long? 1,260 days,
amen.
Which is 3.5 years by the prophetic calendar, right? So this is prophetic calendar here. He's still talking prophetic. That's why you got to see the prophetic calendar. And Brother Brown talks about our calendar and the prophetic calendar. He just keeps moving back and forth. But watch. This is one that he didn't want to put up here, but let's go back to the timeline. But I think it's very important. At least because Joe spent a lot of time doing it, I'm going to put it up here. All right? So look, I want to read you right here. And if you have a Scofield Bible, look in Matthew. Look up there where it said Jesus was born. It says 4 B.C. Yeah. Usher, which Brother Branham uses Usher many, many times, and so does Scofield. I'm just going to read an excerpt. Because it placed creation exactly 4,000 years before 4 B.C., the generally accepted date for the birth of Christ.
Right.
I looked in, I mean, I've got piles. I looked in all, just research it. Put in Jesus' birth. You can read from now to next Sunday. But 99.9% of the scholars say that Jesus was born on 4 B.C., in April of 4 B.C., all right? 4 B.C. 4 B.C. B.C. means before Christ. That's why we say we do things. We used to cuss, but we did that B.C. After I died, I don't say that no more. That's what A.D. means. After I died. All right? After I died, I don't say things like that no more. But before Christ, I did. All right, but B.C. was, he was born in 4 B.C. Now, take the calendar like Brother Branham was using it and watch. Look here. Go down through here. Go all the way down there to the end. AD 30. But how old was he? He was 33 years old. Right? Because you don't count four. He was born April. The next year was number one. He was 1 year old. And three, two, one. Then there's no zero. Then you start. Just go out that through there and see if it's correct. Totally correct. But he was 33 years old. But if you take the other calendar that Brother Branham was talking about, you take and shift this down to here, and you put 01, and you run it on out through there, because you can't. He'd be 36 years old. If it went to AD 33 and he was born in 4 B.C., he'd be 36 years old. Maybe a little confusing, but to me it's perfect. 4 B.C. is when Jesus was born. So he was 1 year old in 3 B.C. too. Now look all the way out through there. In AD 30, white donkey, April the 2nd, AD 30, he died at 33 years old. In April. Born in April, crucified in April.
Amen.
All right? He died at 33. Okay? Everybody got that? Everybody okay with that?
Amen.
He was born in 4 B.C. The next year he was one. We're not like Chinese. Remember, Chinese, when you was born, if he was born in 4 B.C., he'd be 1 year old. Chinese, when they're born, you count it the first years when they were born. No, you're not 1 year old as we do it until you come to your first birthday. So his first birthday, you go all the way out. He was 33 years old in AD 30. That puts it exactly correct, because if it was AD 33, he'd be 36 years old. But if you look at the other calendar, which we don't have up here, the other calendar starts 01 as his birth and goes forward to AD 33. So that's why Brother Branham would say, and that doesn't bother me a bit when he says Jesus was killed in AD 33. I know what he's talking about. Because I know that prophetic calendar puts him on the cross at AD 30.
Right.
On AD 30 at 33 years old. All right? So now, a lot of people say this. Put the chart back up, Brother Joe. Just go to that one there. Like Brother Dale said, a lot of people say, no. He started his ministry in AD 30, and well, then Brother Brown told a story. He didn't know what he was doing. He was wrong here. He was wrong there. No, he knew what he was talking about. It just took a long time for us to realize what he was talking about. But God, you know what? Daniel got concerned about his people and his city. That's why Gabriel came to Daniel. Because Daniel got desperate. He wanted to know what was going on. All right? So now, let's go right here. So it's not the 3.5 year ministry of Jesus from AD 30 to AD 33, because we're going to see another thing that Brother Brown says about AD 70, because in AD 70, Titus destroyed the city, right? That's history. AD 70, Titus destroyed Jerusalem, all right? In AD 70. Got it? But a lot of people say, well, no, it says after 62 weeks, Messiah was cut off. Well, let me just put one little word of advice in there, because the word after means, because after I finish this sermon, we're going to go downstairs. That's only 2 hours from now. No, honestly, after. They said, no, that after means he preached 3.5 years after that. That ain't what that meant, because it ain't Bible and it ain't the prophet's message. But remember, the edict are the time that he's shown here in the quote before, it was in March. March the 15th is when the commandment went forth to build the temple.
Right.
He died April. That's after March.
Right.
Easy.
Yeah.
The Bible's right when you read it right. It says after 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off. Well, after 62 weeks, he was cut off.
Right.
All right? So now let's go to Daniel 9:26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Who was that? Titus in AD 70. And the end thereof shall be with the flood, and to the end of the war desolations are determined. If you'll read, Brother Branham talks about that. He talks about shall be with the flood. Remember, they said that the blood ran out of Jerusalem as deep as the horse's bridle. That's a lot. But they went in there and destroyed the Jews. The only one that got out were the good ones. You know, the Jews that were told to get out of the city was the only ones that got out. So on March the 14th in 444 B.C. is when the edict went forth, or the commandment went forth, to build the temple. All right? 483 years later, or 69 times 7, is 483 years. So 69 weeks of Daniel 70 weeks was completed at Calvary. Take a breather here. 69 weeks was completed at Calvary, right? According to the Bible, according to the prophet's message, because the Bible says there's a 7-week period and a 62-week period. It says after 62 weeks, Messiah was cut off. So 62 plus 7 is 69. 69 times 7 is 483. That's where you get 483 years.
Right.
So 490 is the completion. There's got to be 7 years left. Okay? Gosh. All right, Matthew. And this is where Brother Dale read this morning, and we'll cut through it real quick. Then came Peter and said, how often should I forgive my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Until 7 times. Jesus said, no. Not until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. So our forgiveness, we're talking about redemption. Redemption and forgiveness, is that kind of the same thing?
Right.
Redemption, forgiveness, we're being forgiven
right.
for falling, bringing us back and restoring us back. So 70 times 7 is 490. So if 483 ended right here, it's like Brother Claude said, 69 weeks, that's history. 69 weeks is history. It's done been done. It's over. Not 69 and a half, 69 weeks. Because Jesus started his ministry Brother Bob's teaching it downstairs, and it's really wonderful because on the River Jordan, that's what happened. He began his ministry, and if you want to go backwards, about AD 26 in October. If you want to be technical about it, it's when Jesus went to the River Jordan. He was baptized and began his ministry. That was a half a year before April, and then 3 years. 3.5 year ministry of Jesus. So the 3.5 year ministry, the Messiah of Jesus Christ, was finished at Calvary. Amen. All right? Then he was crucified. He didn't speak anymore after that. All right? So he was cut off April the 7th, AD 30. That's the day he died. Isaiah 53, if you want to read that, that tells you about the sixfold purpose. It's all through the scriptures, okay? Now, let's go to the next one, and let's look now at redemption. Now, remember, he was cut off, Messiah, Jews. God ceased to deal with them. They did not go any further. Then they were scattered by the Roman Empire. Who was Titus? Titus was a Roman general, all right? And have you noticed on my chart here? Boy, he keeps going back to that chart that's not any good. Because some people say it's not any good. I want you to get this now and draw it. You notice here where I got the cross? That's where they rejected. By the time extended out just a little bit further, I was telling them back here in the back, we were talking about, if you take Daniel 70 weeks, the seals, and the church ages, and just put in lap over.
Right.
Brother Brown talks about a lap over.
Right.
Remember, God's not just, he doesn't just do something and boom.
No.
Remember, he builds one step, and that step has to overlap, number two step has to overlap number one because it's sitting on top of it.
Right.
Remember, we talked about that in the church ages. There's lap overs. Look at all this time extended. Look at this time here. There's lap overs in everything that God does. He even says it 3 or 4 times in Daniel 70 weeks. He said, let's go back and lap this over, lap this over, lap this over. So, just a little bit further. Why 30? He's going 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Is that correct?
Right.
30, 40, 50, 60, 70. 40 years later, Titus the Roman general. He didn't say 36 and a half years later. No, he says 40 years later.
Right.
Titus the Roman general destroyed Israel, Jerusalem, and scattered the people to all the world. You see, Titus 40 years later. So actually, the Jewish time extended till the complete. God wasn't dealing with them. He only dealt with them until they rejected Christ, which is where? Right here.
Right.
Then when they crucified Christ, they cried, let his blood be upon us and our children. And it's been ever since. But before they got scattered, listen, oh brother, before they got scattered to all the world, it took God about 40 years to tear up the temple. Because see, we got to get the temple back.
Right.
Thy holy city. All right?
Right.
Got to get the temple back.
Amen.
And scatter them out of all the world. But God's failed to deal with them anymore. God failed to deal with them anymore. He went dealing with the Gentiles. Now this is us. We're in here now, right? You know that. Understand it now. Now, here we start in the church ages, the Gentile time, God away from the Jews. So they rejected him. He cut them off. Right?
Right.
After he preached 3.5 years, they cut themselves off, actually.
Right.
All right? Just so what could happen? You and I could be grafted in. Luke 21:24. You and I could be that wild olive branch, could be grafted in. We were the wild child, right? Right? So we could be grafted in, but he's not going to forget Israel. Remember, we got to put 70 weeks in the total plan of redemption. All right? Not 69 and a half. 70 weeks finishes Israel's redemption. And the revelation of the 70 weeks finishes our redemption. All right, now go to the next quote, please. 70 weeks of Daniel. God showed John exactly what would take place during the Gentile reign. Now, we haven't got any limited time like the Jews, but we got a sign. We got a signpost. Well, God did with the Jews just exactly what he said he would do them in 69 years.
Right.
He done what he said he's going to do with them. 69 years or 483 years, but 69 weeks. He meant 69 weeks. All right. And one week left. 1 week's yet determined.
Right.
Now we cannot apply it in here.
Right.
Now, look, that ought to explain it, because remember, if they put 80-33 out here, they're applying it somewhere in this church age.
Right.
Can't do it. He was cut off right here. Then he didn't deal with Jews and Gentiles. He doesn't deal with them together.
Right.
He left them, right, and started dealing with us.
Right.
All right?
Exactly.
And 1 week's left, 1 week yet determined. Now, we cannot apply it in here, because this is Gentile. Now, I wasn't there when he did it, but I'll just say that he went like that, because this is Gentile.
Amen.
All right? How many understands that?
Amen.
Now, this is Revelations, beginning with the first chapter until the third chapter, right, takes us over to Laodicea.
Amen.
Everybody see that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, now, number 8, it's paragraph 113 of the same dissertation he's making about the church ages. Watch this. Now, what's happened? Look up over the top of this last church age.
Right.
See this little extension? The Gentile days are finishing, and for the last 40 years, the Jews has been returning to Jerusalem, going back to the homeland. See where we're at? It took 40 years from the cutting off of the Messiah till Titus destroyed the temple and scattered the Jews. It's been another 40 years that God's hardened the heart of all kinds of pharaohs. Brother Claude made a good point. He was talking the other night till about midnight. He said the First World War accomplished nothing. It just, remember, it stopped abruptly. Remember, it was November the 11th. It was 11-11, whatever, 11 or whatever time it was. It just stopped. Nobody knows why. But what did it do? It got Allenby. He gave the city back to the Jews. That was the last major battle in World War I. Allenby came in and took over the city and then handed it back to the Jews. So there's the city.
Damn.
World War II put the people back in the city.
Right.
World War I got the city ready. World War II got the people back in the city. What's World War III going to do? Destroy the Gentiles.
Yeah, right.
And there's your three woes.
Right.
Your three woes. It's pretty good, huh? I was rejoicing. I wasn't very sleepy. He wasn't very sleepy either. We were yakking until about midnight. But it's good how God shows you where all these things come together. Because you really, you know, and I'll say, he'll probably listen to this, but he has time. He's retired. Retarded and retired. But he knows where to find all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got time to do it. He can sit and do it. He'll sit and pull up stuff. And he said, man, when I saw that last battle was Allenby took over. Remember Brother Brown mentions it. When Allenby goes in, they said the Allies were coming. They just opened the gates and let him walk in.
Yeah.
Not a shot was fired.
Right.
But after the war, the first thing they'd done, the British turned it right back over to the Jews. So there's the city. Then what did Eichmann and Hitler and all them do? They pressured them and got them back into the city. Remember, after World War II, they said, where were you going? We're going back to see the Messiah. Right? I love the Jews, man. Because what they do in the natural, we should do in the spiritual. They're not wimps. They know they're God's people. They don't make no bones about it.
Glory.
You hear that, Rabbi Richman? He said, I didn't make myself a Jew. God did.
Right.
And he said, whatever blessings I get, that's what I get because I'm a Jew.
Right.
Now, same way with us being Christians in the end time. We are to take every blessing that God give us.
Amen.
All right, let's go to the next one. Number 9, Gabriel's instructions to Daniel. God himself, and the Lamb came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Who was the Lamb? The Redeemer. Our kinsman Redeemer, the kinsman to the church who came and redeemed Israel. Now, we're going to get into that this morning. Israel was redeemed where? Right here. Everything happens at Calvary, right? Israel was redeemed, but it was not applied to them because they rejected him. Sister Freedom, I said I wasn't going to say it, but I am. Don't feed me anything like that before the second service. She fed us chili. Remember when June fed me those meatballs that time? I said, no more of that. Well, Sister Frieda gave me some chili, and I think it was on purpose. But you just excuse me if I have to stop. We're still human. We still got human bodies we have to deal with, okay? Because they rejected him, but the church received their redemption. What? On the day of Pentecost. The church received their redemption. As he is our kinsman redeemer, as Boaz had to redeem Naomi in order to get Ruth. But remember, Ruth and Boaz had a baby, and what did they do? Give it to Naomi. All right? That's you and I. We birth Christ here, and we hand him to the Jews. So Christ redeemed Israel, applied the redemption, and was rejected. And Jesus redeemed Israel at Calvary, but it was not a pardon to them because they did not receive it as a pardon. But in our lesson now on these 70 weeks, we find they come back and receive their pardon. Where? Right here. But that's to the people. Receive their pardon. There's only 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry left. We're going to read that. That's what he was talking about in the seal book. Because everybody goes to the seal book and they say, well, what about this? What about this? Well, if you'll listen a little while, I'll explain it. Or maybe the Lord will help you, me explain it to you. But in our lesson now in these 70 weeks, we find they come back and receive their pardon. But he redeemed the church. Then we are pardoned because we have received the blood of Jesus Christ as our pardon. We received it right here. On the day of Pentecost, we received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We go through the church ages, and right here, the door of the Gentile church will be closed. There'll be no more redemption for the Gentiles. That's why the foolish virgin is not the bride. They're the church, and they have to go through the tribulation period. Does everybody understand that? Say amen. Amen. All right? So now, but we received it, but now they're going to receive it through two prophets prophesying 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years prophetic.
Right, amen.
Everybody got that? All right? Now, let's go to the next one. All right, Joe, let's put up the next one. There we go. See where we moved it over here? Now, we're going to talk about this week right here that everybody has so much a problem with. All right? Now, Pentecostal brethren, how can you apply it all over here in the Laodicean church age? They're sleeping through every one of these ages waiting. And we which are alive, the little remaining bunch over here, remain alive until the coming of the Lord, will not hinder those which are asleep. For the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we shall be caught up together with them. That's why he's got this ever age. Raptured saints. All right? Everybody got that? Say amen. I kind of wake you up a little bit. All right? Here we are meeting right here. Now, I believe he's pointing at this chart right here. He says, here we are meeting right here to go meet the Lord in the air. Amen? And there you are. Where are we at? Right here. Where did Messiah get cut off? Exactly where the Word said. I'm reading quote. Where will that 70th week begin? Exactly after this church is cut off. Remember, he was cut off by the Jews here and accepted us. Then we turn him down here, not we, but the church, the world, turns him down, right? There, the Gentiles are cut off, and then he begins dealing exactly after this church is cut off, then God returns to the Jews. The next thing in order is the coming of the kingdom of God, the coming of Christ. Just to get through this real quick. All right, go to the next one. Number 11. Now, when's God going to start their last week? Not half week, week. Because see, this week is prophecy. That's why people have a problem with it. 69 weeks is history. Already happened. This 1 week is prophecy.
Glory, amen.
That's a prophecy of you and I being redeemed and a prophecy of Israel being redeemed. All right, now when's God going to start their last week? When? It may be today. It may be before the sun sets. God will declare it when it is. I don't know. All right, go to the next one. And in the middle of this week, now, Dad read this one this morning, so look, but let's break it down a minute. Excuse me, again. In the middle of this week, now what's the middle of the week? Seven. What's the middle of a week? 3.5. All right. Just want to make sure you're kind of with me here. Now, here's the 70. Now, if these exactly were 7 years, each one of the weeks, we've already had 69 weeks.
Right.
Not 69.5. We've already had 69 weeks. Then we have the Gentile age. He's going right through it. Look, we've already had 69 weeks. Read it right there. Then we have the Gentile age, and we know we're at the end of the Gentile age. Then there's one more week left for who? The Jew. Is that right? Oh, that's exactly 7 years. I told Benny I wasn't going to move much. Is that right? That's one person who won't go to sleep. And that's exactly 7 years. If this was 7 years, that's 7 years. Because he said there's 70 weeks determined upon thy people. So we know we got 7 years for the Jews. Now watch what he's saying, for the Jews. Now look at it. If there's a question, I want to know it, see. And in the middle of the week, the middle of this Jewish week, there's a key, Jewish week.
Right.
Remember that, Jewish week. See, that's 3.5 years. The Antichrist week, see, that's 3.5 years, see. The Antichrist, the prince that is to come. And remember, he comes out of Rome. The prince that is to come, what is he? A pope, a prince among the people that is to come. They'll rise up a Pharaoh who doesn't know Joseph. So he's talking about right here. The two prophets are going to prophesy 1,260 days.
Right.
That's 3.5 years, right?
Amen.
Then they're going to break the covenant right in here. Then what's going to happen? They're going to kill the two prophets and 144,000. They're going to go in a rapture. That does not complete the 70 weeks of Daniel. Right? It does not.
Amen.
There's 1 week left. We've only accomplished 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years.
Right.
The people and the city is the key. We'll show it to you in just a minute. Let's go to number 13. What's these two prophets going to do when they come? This beast, this prince, shall scatter the power of the holy people. What will he do? He'll break his covenant with them after 3.5 years. He'll oust them. Now, people think that's communism. Just because you have the Spirit of God because the Spirit of God hadn't dealt with you yet, it's religion. Think of this. Those two prophets are going to come on the scene. Now, right now, in Jerusalem, right now, they're wanting to establish temple worship. They know if they can establish temple worship, they can bring the Messiah. Without that, they can't get the Messiah back. That's why they're trying. The Temple Mount people and all that, if you'll go through and put that in, they're looking for everything. The red heifer and all those things. genetically, they're trying to make the red heifer over here. Because you only have three hairs that are not red to make a red heifer, but you got to have the red heifer to wash away their sins.
Amen.
So you got to start. See, we know the red heifer's already been here. We've already had sacrifice made, which was Jesus Christ, and he washed away their sins here. But what's going to happen? During all this time, when we get out of here, they're going to establish temple worship. The Pope's going to make a covenant with them for a week, or whoever he is at that time, going to make a covenant with them. Hey, it's okay. You do what you're going to do. It's cool. It's okay. But two prophets are going to come on the scene during that time. And they're going to stand at that temple and they're going to say, God's not in there anymore. And these people over here that's been 40 or 50 years trying to get everything together, that don't get a revelation of God, they think he's still coming to the temple. They're going to be mad at those 144,000. Them two prophets are going to say, look, there's no God. Don't even worry about going in that temple. Jesus is alive and well, and he's right here. And let me tell you about him. They're going to go, no. We've worked all of our life trying to get this natural temple built. So they're going to prophesy this whole time. Bring out 144,000 out of that group. Look, watch this. Now these two prophets, what will they do? It's Moses and Elijah. They'll rise on the scene. They'll tell those Jews their mistake.
Right.
What was their mistake? They crucified him 2,000 years ago. But that Jewish bunch that's not the good Orthodox Jew that's been trying to build that temple, they're going to get so mad. Don't ever make a Jew mad. He'll kill you. Trust me, they'll kill you. They don't care. It's like Dave said, and we looked up the other day, Joe got me a link on that Samson effect. And that's what it is. They've got one thing they can do that'll destroy this whole world and take them down with it. They don't care. It's like Samson. When he pulled the walls down, he didn't care about his own life, but he killed more when he pulled the walls down than he did. Remember in the temple, he killed more then than he killed all of his life. That's what they call the Samson effect. Now, God knows what that is, but let me tell you, it must be awful. But you don't think they got it. They already, it's public notice that they've got it. It's on the internet. Look up the Samson effect, or what was it, Joseph? Something, Samson doctrine. He sent me a link to it the other day. But they don't care. They start getting whooped, they're going to hit the button. They ain't going to care what, they're just going to hit the button. And see, out of that Jewish bunch, there's going to now be 144,000 that's over here telling the other Jews, you missed it, guys. Quit doing sacrifices. He's not there anymore. So who's going to kill the 144,000? Those Jews. Those staunch Jews that believe that, hey, we got to get this temple built back. We got to get the Messiah here. They're going to say, hey, Messiah's already come. And you missed him. What is it? The spirit of Elijah off of this Gentile church will just continue right on into that Jewish church, go right on in and call Moses with him. Hallelujah, you see it. And he'll preach the same message of Pentecost to those Jews that they rejected the Messiah. So what are they going to preach? A Messiah ministry. This is important in just a few minutes, all right? Because Jesus preached, obviously he was the Messiah, right? Right? He preached the Messiah. Was here. Not coming. Here. Right. All right. Then we had the sign of the Messiah in whose ministry? Brother Branham had the sign of the Messiah. Sign of the Son of Man, right? Right. He had the sign. Same signs and wonders. Those two prophets are going to bring that same sign of Messiah because they're only going to accept the Messiah.
Right.
They're not going to accept the Gentile. They're not going to accept us bunch of dogs. But they're going to accept two Jew prophets that when they call for that rain to stop for 3.5 years and it doesn't rain, they say God must be with those people.
Right.
They call fire and they call all these other things.
Right.
And you see, it'll be the same Pentecostal message that these Jews will preach right over to them. And they'll hate those Jews so bad till they'll kill them.
Right.
And they were hated by all nations. And in the midst of the week, because that they had raised up a great 144,000, they had the Holy Ghost in. Brother,
right.
You talking about doing miracles, they did them. They stopped the heavens and it didn't rain in the days of their prophecy. See, I don't believe it's just going to be two prophets doing all the work. That 144,000 is going to have the Holy Ghost too.
Glory.
It wasn't just William Branham that did all the signs and wonders. They signs and wonders among all of us.
Glory.
All right, so it's not just, he said a great, powerful 144,000.
Right.
And kept, they stopped the heavens. It didn't rain in the days of their prophecy. Smote the earth with plagues as often as they wanted to. They gave plagues and everything else. That'll give them Romans a hard way to go.
Right.
But finally, they'll be killed. Our God is a terrible God when he's angry. But remember, that's over in the 70th week, and the church is in glory.
Right.
Amen. The wedding supper going on, yes. Now notice, that's where we've seen her coming back to the Millennium Temple over here at the end of the Jewish age.
Right.
The anointed. Here he comes riding on a white horse. Those followed him on white horses. Who was that? Me and you. Revelation 19. Dressed in white, blood of vesture, dipped in blood, wrote on him the word of God. He cometh the mighty conqueror, yes, sir, to set up the what? Set up the millennium, coming to the temple glory. There he meets that 144,000.
Glory.
In other words, they're already there. We meet them there.
Glory.
Everybody okay? All right, shake yourself and wake up, because here's where we're gonna really get into something right here. All right, let's go. Daniel 12. Does everybody see where, just by us talking about it and showing you quotes right now, that there's 1 week left after the rapture?
Amen.
For the Jewish people. Listen to me. Do you hear me? For the Jewish people.
Right.
It's a Jewish week. That's what he just said. Jewish week. All right. Because we're going to get into something here that you got to watch my wording, and you'll see how Brother Branham's wording was, and you'll see what he was talking about, and you won't be confused, right? Daniel 12 says, I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the water of the river, and when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever. Now that's the same as Revelation 10.
Amen.
But listen to the difference. And it shall be for time, times and a half. Time, times and a half.
Right.
That's 3.5 years.
Right.
So Jews get 3.5 years. You and I get, time shall be no longer. Remember, he puts one hand on One foot on land, one foot on sea, raises both hands and says, time will be no longer. That's to me and you. But they have a time, times and a half. That finishes their redemption. The Jewish people. That finishes the people's redemption. Because we're talking about redeeming 144,000 people, right? And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. This is where Brother Claude said we need to bring this in because this is the truth. And I heard, but I understand not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall the end of these be the end of these things? In other words, that's Daniel.
Right.
I heard, but I didn't understand. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. There's no way Daniel's 70 weeks could ever be understood. I don't care who went through it. I don't care who taught it. Until the end time, when the book was open, that's when the teaching of Daniel's 70 weeks was the true teaching of Daniel's 70 weeks. Because it said it was sealed up until the time of the end. But what is this now? This is the time of the end. All right? So now, that makes it pretty straight. All right? Revelations 11. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Right.
All right? Go ahead and put the chart up, Joe. Because, it says, after, and they that dwell on the earth shall rejoice, but anyway, the two prophets are going to be killed, and after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life of God comes back into them. In other words, they stand on their feet. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying, come up hither. Where'd you hear that at? Revelations 4:1. There was a door open in heaven. Brother Branham said that was the rapture of the Gentile church, right? Come up hither. Now he's doing the same thing to the Jews. Kind of a parallel there, isn't it? What redeems us and puts us in the rapture, even what redeems us and puts us in the millennium, is the same identical thing. Because to me, the book of Daniel is the book of Revelations to the Jews. The book of Revelations is for us, the Gentiles. But it is to the Jews naturally. But the book of Daniel is the revelation book, just like Revelations is to us. Like Daddy said, you can't see you got to see the bride in the whole book of Revelations. Well, I would love to sit down and talk to a Jew, a staunch Orthodox Jew, about what their thoughts on Daniel 70 weeks is. Because it's in their Torah. I mean, it's in their Old Testament writings. They ought to believe it. Because, see, they don't believe the New Testament. But they believe that Old Testament. Right. I'd like to sit down and talk to them and see what their thoughts are on that 70 weeks of Daniel, because it's right in there and it's been in there for a long time. And they heard a great voice from heaven, who? The two prophets and 144,000 saying, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a what? A cloud. You and I are going to be caught up in a cloud.
Glory.
And their enemies beheld them. So there they go, they're gone. All right, so they go up right here, right? So now we're standing at a place here that we need to see something. Six seals finishes our redemption, right? Jesus died at Calvary. Jesus preached six seals. Six seals finishes redemption, right? One more time. Six seals finishes our redemption. Body, spirit, and soul.
Right?
The seventh brings Christ back to the earth to get us.
Amen.
Right? All right? The sixfold purpose has to parallel, because it has to finish the 144,000's redemption and brings Christ back to the earth. But he's not by himself this time.
Right.
Remember, he comes to get his bride, or he comes with his bride. In other words, he comes with us in him. Then he comes to redeem her, comes to get her. Then he comes back with her.
Right.
Comes back with her in the millennium, right?
Right.
But what are we coming back to? 144,000 that's been redeemed also.
Right.
Right? They're redeemed. They get their redemption right here.
Right.
Right there is their redemption. When they go up in a rapture, I don't know if they take a body change. I don't know if they come straight back and start building the temple. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But we got to see that I was telling Brother Bob, people don't understand. Everybody's wanting to talk about the seals. Well, tell me about the seals. If you don't understand this, don't talk to me about the seal.
Right. Exactly.
Because when I saw Daniel 70 weeks open up, then I went into the seals, and when I got into the seals, it brought me right back to Daniel 70 weeks.
Amen.
Right, Dan? It brings you right back, because this is the plan of redemption.
Glory, right.
Exactly. This is the plan of redemption for us and for the Jews and for the earth.
Right.
You got everything.
Glory.
And the city. So, man, that, you know, I'm being honest. Why do we sit here and talk about seal? You got to understand this first.
Right.
That's why we're spending so much time. Because
right.
If you don't understand this in the right, correct way, you're not going to understand the seal.
Right.
I didn't say that. Brother Branham said that. So take his word, not mine.
Right.
All right? So that's why I was telling Brother Bob. Then if you cut yourself off and say, well, I don't understand about Daniel 70 weeks, it's not for us. And then you go to the seals, you got a gap in there.
Right.
That God can't work with you inside that gap.
Right.
All right? You say, well, God's working with the Jews. Well, haven't you saw in a parable? I wish we'd have done that. I wish we'd have put parable right across there. Because
right.
What I'm speaking to you today about has an underlying meaning of all of our lives.
Glory.
What redeems them redeems us.
Right.
What redeems us redeems them.
Exactly.
All right. So six seals finishes our redemption. Seventh seal brings Christ back to the earth. What? To get us. Then the sixfold purpose finishes the 144,000's redemption.
Right.
And then brings us back with them, Christ back to the earth. There's your parallel. All right. So now let's go to the Feast of the Trumpets. This is one that people don't understand, but if they'll just let the Lord deal with them, maybe they will. Notice. Now, exactly the continuity of the Scripture, exactly the same. Under the seventh trumpet is to Israel the same as the seventh seal was to the church.
Right.
Because remember, and this is getting into another subject, but the trumpets, all trumpets sound under the sixth seal. Well, who did Brother Branham say opened the sixth seal?
Right.
Those two prophets are that sixth seal. That's why I say you got to get Daniel 70 weeks or you don't even going to understand the seals.
Right.
When they are breaking that trumpet, what is the trumpets to the Jews?
In Gilead. Right. Amen. Right. Exactly.
Come here. I want to tell you something.
Right.
Come right here. I want us together. Right? The seven trumpets. You and I have to get that spiritually. Because it's an ingathering of His people. Right? But the seventh trumpet is to Israel the same as the seventh seal is to church. What does the seventh seal do to us? It brings us together.
Right.
To get us out of here in the rapture.
Exactly.
The seven trumpet sounds to the Jews through the two prophets to do the same thing.
Right.
Gather them together to realize one thing. And that's what's going to happen. You look at the woman and the son. You look at all from Revelation 6:1. I'll read it in a minute. From Revelation 6:1 to Revelation 19 is covered. Actually, right here. At last week is Revelation 6:1 to Revelation 19. Anything in between that, the woes, the vials, the plagues, the trumpets, the seals. Hey, the seals start right here and they open 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right? Naturally. But spiritually we get it. Now here's the parable. Whew. Getting old. Glad I lost 30 pounds or I wouldn't be able to do this. But look, that's their redemption, right?
Right.
Now we get this, that finishes our redemption because we took the revelation of that 3.5 year ministry of Jesus through a little man called William Branham. He brought that message back to us.
Glory.
There's not 7 years of Jesus' ministry. He only preached 3.5.
Right.
But there's a revelation of that we have to catch.
Amen.
Everybody say that, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? All right? So we understand this. It's quickened to our heart, but it's eat down through the church ages till we get to the end time. And then literally Brother Branham comes and preaches the same 3.5 year ministry of Jesus. Brother Branham begins to preach that message, the message of the Son of Man. Not in the years of preparation, he said.
Exactly.
But when God opens the seals, or the word right there, okay? Same thing. So what we get is here, now Jacob, when Jacob is getting ready to, he's looking at Rachel, he's saying, I want Rachel. Laban says, you got to work 7 years for her. He works 7 years, but he gets Leah instead because she is the older.
Right.
Remember, he redeemed both of us here, right?
Amen.
All right? But he does get Rachel.
Right.
But he has to get Leah,
right,
which is 7 years, here and here. You and I are a type of Rachel, the younger, the pretty one, read it in the Bible, the fair one, the one that Jacob always wanted.
Right.
So he works here. Christ works here because what's Jacob's name after his name's been changed?
Right.
Everything we get's got to come from the Jews.
Right.
Remember, because they hand it to us.
Glory.
Right? Then we birth Christ and hand him back to them because they missed him on this gathering. All right? Same way back to... Let me get back to something. I skipped something. Talking about the trumpets. Because remember, the ingathering, the atonement? Your feast of the atonement. The atonement is not to bring a lamb in and kill it again.
Right.
They're going to see that the lamb was already killed at Calvary. Inside that 3.5 year ministry of Jesus through the two prophets, they're going to see the true atonement.
Glory.
They're going to see the true token. Not that there's a false token, but they're going to see truly that God died right here for their sins.
Amen.
Because that's what the sixfold purpose is for.
Amen.
All right? So same way with you and I. So he worked 3.5 years, and he worked through a prophet for 3.5 years. That's 7. We get that revelation.
Glory.
Now, who did Rachel birth?
Right.
Joseph.
Right.
What's Joseph a type of?
Amen.
Christ. What's Benjamin a type of?
144,000. Right.
So out of Rachel, out of Jacob and Rachel coming together,
glory,
out of Jacob and Rachel coming together, they take Christ and the 144,000, send Christ to the 144,000, but you still got Leah there. It's a wonderful type. You can go all the way through that book of Genesis 29, but just save time, but just look. So there's 3.5 years here. There's 3.5 years here.
Right.
Everybody got that? All right? But you got to bring it together to show what Brother Branham was talking about in the seal book. Because remember, this is the plan of redemption. When he finishes the Daniel 70-week series, he don't go back and preach it again.
Right.
It's a Jewish week.
Exactly.
Jewish time.
Right.
Right? Now, in the seals, the Bible becomes a brand new book. I believe he sees more of redemption. He knows they're going to get 1 week. He said it 100 times. Well, not 100. 7 in the seal book. I mean, in the 70 weeks book, at least. 69 weeks to finish, 483 years, so there's 1 week left after the rapture.
Right.
But now watch. Here's where everybody goes bonkers. Let's go to the next quote. Well, this, Brother Branham said, this is, you say, well, the seventh trumpet and the seventh seal is the same thing. That was the quote we just read. Let's read Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That's when the seventh trumpet opens.
Right.
So that's the same as the same thing for you and I. In other words, this kingdom.
Glory.
This kingdom, the kingdoms of this world. To us, then it's going to be in the literal world. All right? Let's go to, I missed that one, I'm sorry. But look. He will prophesy in the 70th week, which is 3.5 years. And in the midst of it, he will be cut off, which is 7 years. 70 weeks is determined for thy people, 7 years approximately, to the Jews. All right, that's the beginning and ending of the Gentile dispensation. Brother Anderson, do you know what's the date on that? Because this is what I want to show them. I didn't show the ministers. I didn't have time. Because they're saying that Brother Branham, this is what they're saying, that Brother Branham did all this, but when the seals opened, he preached something different. He got another revelation. All right, well, I want to prove something to you, because I believe this right here was preached in 1957, or 58 or 59. In other words, this was preached before the Daniel 70-week series. So now, is he so confused that he preaches that, because he's talking about he will prophesy in the 70th week. He's talking about Jesus, which is 3.5 years. In the midst of it, he'll be cut off, which is 7 years. 70 weeks is determined for thy people, 7 years approximately to the Jews. Let's go to the next quote.
55.
Not right here. He got it. 1955. Thank you. Now, is he so confused that he preaches it here preaches it different in the Daniel 70 Weeks book, and then goes back and preaches it from 1955 over here in the seals. Now, I want another prophet if that one's so confused. I'm sorry. I'm just that way. If Brother Branham changed it and fixed it and changed it and fixed it and changed it and fixed, there's got to be something in here that we're missing.
Exactly.
We're missing something here. All right, now let's go to number 16. The Lamb, the Messiah, the Prince, should come and should be for 70 weeks. That's 7 years. That was prophesied to his people. Now watch. What Brother Branham's doing is, I'm just telling you, just by my revelation, he's took that whole 70 weeks of Daniel and brought it, Brother Joe, right here. If you can't read that, that says week of Jesus' ministry or the Messiah ministry.
Right.
See it?
Amen.
So now, when we read the quotes where Brother, they say, no, last half. Well, everybody's going, oh, it can't be the last half. This is way over here. All right, let's go to it. See, it says 70 weeks, that's 7 years. Brother Branham has took the whole book of redemption, the whole plan of redemption for both, and brought it right down. And really it is.
Amen.
It is in that one. He preached 3.5 here. He didn't re-preach it, but he preached it through two prophets for a revelation, just like you can take Rachel, give them to the Gentiles, and Leah, and give them to the Jews. 3.5 here, 3.5 over there. Now watch the quotes line up. All right, let's go to number 17. Excuse me. See, this is the sixth seal. All right? I think maybe Dad showed this one this morning, but we'll see. The kingdom is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is to be set up. The time, last 3.5 of Daniel's 70th week promised to the Jews. Huh? This is Daniel's last part of the 70th week. Now, to show that in the chart that we've been doing, it would be right here. Right? That's not what he was talking about. He's talking about right here. Watch the quotes in the seal book. He talks about Messiah, 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 Messiah. He never says Jewish week anymore. He says Messiah week or Messiah ministry. All right, let's go to the next quote. We got to hurry. All right, the beginning and end. Here we are at the same place again. The beginning and end of the Gentile dispensation. So I'm going back across to 1955. He said the Messiah shall come. He will prophesy in the 70th week, which is 3.5 years, and in the midst of it, he'll be cut off. Folks, there's no scripture for that.
Exactly.
There is no scripture anywhere verbatim that says Jesus would preach 3.5 years and be cut off. That's a revelation.
Right.
It says after 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off. Brother Branham has got the between the lines. We've got to get it ourselves too.
Glory.
And the Messiah shall come. He will prophesy in the 70th week. You think, oh, that's right here. No, it's right there. Because in the midst of it, he'll be cut off. Now, it says the prince will be cut off. That's the Antichrist.
Right.
Got it?
Right.
Daniel 9:27 said, he shall make a covenant for 1 week.
Right.
Like Brother Dale said, God's never made a covenant.
Amen.
For 7 years. His is an everlasting covenant.
Right.
Or an eternal covenant. Or everlasting covenant.
Right.
Not for 3.5 years. But Brother Branham is showing us that he's going to preach 3.5 years here, 3.5 years here,
right,
and that's going to finish,
right,
everybody's redemption.
Glory.
Everybody see that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right? That's going to finish their redemption, because if you don't, you can't make the quotes fit.
Right.
That's why they're all saying that there's 3.5 years that he preached here, and then this right here is the way their chart looks. Well, let me get in the way. Right there. That's what their chart looks like. There's nothing from here back.
Right.
Now, that breaks Bible and the prophet's message.
Right.
And all the quotes.
Right.
Okay? Excuse me. All right, look. But now watch. 70 weeks is determined for thy people, 7 years approximately to the Jews.
Right.
He said, and Messiah the Prince shall come and prophesy in the midst of the 7 weeks. 7 days he'll be cut off. What's he talking about? the week of Messiah's ministry, or Jesus' ministry. He'll be cut off in the midst of the week. Why? That's where he's cut off. We come in, and then he gets to preach the last half of the 70th week to the Jews. Everybody got that? Say amen. And Messiah the Prince shall come and prophesy in the midst of the 7 weeks, 7 days, he'll be cut off. Now, when Messiah come, Jesus, he preached exactly 3.5 years and was cut off for a sacrifice.
Right.
All right? But at the end of the Gentiles, there would still be 3.5 years yet to the Jews. Now, that's the quote everybody goes to in the seals, and the one we're going to read in a minute, and says, no, there's got to be just 3.5 years total left. If you do, you have stopped the 70 weeks of Daniel,
right,
and it's only 69.5 weeks of Daniel.
Right.
Can't stop that, but put this out of the way over here. That's what their chart looks like, that right there. It stops right here. Well, now we're going to prove in just a minute. Just give me some time. This is important. The sixfold purpose is inside this whole Daniel 70 weeks, right? We read it. 70 weeks are determined, not 69.5. Now, if you're going to bring in everlasting righteousness, how are you going to do it over here? Got to be time left.
Right.
All right? That's what I said. The sixfold purpose. Daddy told me, he said, go back and read the sixfold purpose. And when I read it, light came on. Read the sixfold purpose, and you'll see exactly how this thing matches. But at the end of the Gentiles, there will still be 3.5 years yet to the Jews. Is that right? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's true. There's only 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry left after we go home.
Amen.
But that ain't got one thing to do. Well, it does. But it's not talking about the last week that he's talking about to finish the 70 weeks.
Right.
All right? So let's go to the next quote. And if that was the sign of Messiah yesterday, remember, he's talking about, look what he's saying, the sign of the Messiah.
Right.
He's not talking about a natural week,
right,
or natural 7 years. He's talking about the sign of the Messiah yesterday. It's the same today, or he did the wrong sign. Now, what's he talking about? If that was the sign of Messiah yesterday, agreed?
Yeah.
It's the same today.
Amen.
And then Israel was right and justified by killing him, denying him to be the Messiah because he'd be an imposter, but they killed him because he proved he was the Messiah.
Right.
There wasn't a rock to be overturned. As we get to further in the week, you'll see he is the Messiah.
Right.
Go to the next one. Notice, if the Gentile church has to be taken away first for the Jew, then the end of the 70 weeks of Daniel takes place. He's put it every bit right into here. The 3.5 years Messiah prophesied. When did he prophesy?
Right.
And he was cut off.
Right.
The prince, in the middle of the 70th week. Then there's 3.5 years left.
Right.
And we find out two prophets of Revelation, he never changes his code again, of Revelation 11, comes down and prophesies to the Jews. Now the church will be taken away at that time. So there's when he prophesies to the Jews. Is that correct? All right, go to the next one. I'm a little behind on my notes. All right. First seal. Now here's a little thing. We're going to reverse back a minute where the 3.5 years of Daniel 70 weeks... The last half of Daniel 70 weeks, which is the 3.5 years.
Right.
Which is here, but it's here.
Right.
This is what he's talking about.
Exactly.
Redemption. How many remembers that from the church ages? Sure, you see there's 70 weeks determined. Look how perfect it was. It said Messiah will come and he'll be cut off for a sacrifice in the midst of the week.
Right.
There's not a scripture for that. But Brother Branham is showing us in that 62 weeks, there's a 3.5 year ministry that he's going to be cut off from in the midst of the week. And then there's 3.5 more years left for the Jews of a Messiah ministry. Look how many times he says Messiah and Jesus. And see, he says Messiah will come and be cut off. All right, go to the next one. First seal. Now, just 70 weeks was determined perfectly. As Daniel said, that there's that word again, Messiah would come and would be cut off in the midst of the week. And Jesus prophesied 3.5 years. Now, in the middle of this 3.5 years of Daniel, in the middle, he was cut off. What? For us to come in. And now the last part is the tribulation period. where the Gentile church is. Oh, this is great. Now, don't. The bride goes in with the groom, then after the millennium walks out upon the ashes of the wicked. Keep that ashes of the wicked in the back of your head. All right, let's go to number 23. Then the two witnesses prophesying the time of Daniel's second half of the 70 weeks. Not right here. He's not talking about this week. He's talking about this week of Messiah ministry right here. Is that okay? We're putting quotes together here. We're not trying to tear them apart. You remember how we took the Daniel 70 weeks. I said we would need it when we got in here. Where's he at? Fifth seal. He's right in the middle of it. All right? Notice in the time of Daniel. Now remember, Daniel was told that the Messiah would come, the prince, the Messiah rather, and he would prophesy. Israel still had 70 weeks left, and in the midst of the 70 weeks, in other words, he's bringing that whole 70 weeks down to that 1 week of Jesus' ministry. Look where he said Messiah again. There's that word. The Messiah would be cut off and the daily sacrifice taken away. Is that right? But there were still 3.5 weeks determined, or years, right here. All right? Keep going. We don't got about 20 more quotes. You wonder how I did this in an hour, huh? Now notice these Jews. I have to do this in order to let you see the revelation of this seal. Fifth seal. See what it is. These souls under the altar and who they are. Now notice in the time of Daniel. Now the second half of the 70th week. He's down here. He's talking Messiah. That word Messiah comes back up again. In the time of Daniel, now the second half of the 70th week. Now remember, Messiah was to be cut off in the midst. That's the middle. Well, what's half of 7? 3.5. How long did Christ preach? 3.5 years. Now he's talking about the Messiah ministry of Jesus Christ. But there's determined yet to the people what? Another 3.5 years. Is that correct or not? They only got 3.5 years left to get those people redeemed. All right? So now, number 25. But you gotta bring the city in. We haven't talked about the city yet. We're going to get with the city in just a minute, okay? Because you can't take that out of the Bible. It says, thy people and thy holy city. All right? Sixth seal. All right, notice these messengers. Now, these messengers of Revelation 12, these two prophets, they're going to preach the kingdom is at hand. See, the kingdom of heaven's to be set up. The time, the last 3.5 years of Daniel's 70 weeks, promised to the Jews. Remember now, that to prove that this is Daniel's last part of the 70th week, I got a question on that for tomorrow. Now, 70 weeks was promised, which was 7 years. Amen. He takes that whole 70 weeks of Daniel and puts it in 7 years. 3.5 over here that he preached while he was alive. 3.5 years he preached over here in the two prophets. Amen. Read that again. This is in the seal book. He's more revelated now. Yeah. 70 weeks was promised, which was 7 years. Right. And in the midst of that 7 weeks or years, the Messiah was to be cut off and made a sacrifice.
Right.
He would prophesy 3.5 years, and then he'd be cut off for a sacrifice for the people, and they're still determined. 3.5 years are still determined for Israel. Everybody see that? Say amen. Okay, then we ought not have a question. Everybody said amen. 26. That's Daniel's 70th part, last part of the 70th week. What? That whole thing is right there. Them Jews say, well, if this be Jesus, be the Messiah. Look how many times he says Messiah, 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 Messiah. Let me see him do the sign of the prophet. Remember, Brother Branham wanted to go over there. What? He was going to take that sign to them. If he would have took that sign to them, he'd have broke every scripture in the Bible, and we would have been nowhere to be found on this earth at this time. That's why the Holy Spirit said, you're not going. I'm going to send your message over there, but you're not going to go. Let me see him do the sign of the prophet. We'll believe our prophets, because what they're supposed to be. What a setup, I thought. Here I go. When I got right there, right close to it, in other words, the Holy Spirit said no. All right, let's go to the next one. Questions and answers. This is the one right here. This is where everybody goes bonkers.
Right.
Brother Branham, when you gave the message on the 70 weeks, of Daniel, I believe that you mentioned that the full last week. Now listen to this. Brother Branham is not this dumb. And the Holy Spirit, let me be honest, the Holy Spirit's not this unrevelated or dumb. Because he actually did say, you know, look, I believe that you mentioned that the full last week or last 7 years will begin when the bride was taken in the rapture. That's what he said.
Right.
That's what he said. Right? No, 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 nay, nay, nay. You got that wrong.
Right.
I read you the quote where he said it 7 times.
Right.
that there was 1 week left after the rapture.
Right.
What's Brother Branham thinking? Redemption.
Right.
What's Brother Branham thinking this week right here?
Right.
Because remember, this is not to this group of people he's preaching it to.
Right.
This is to Israel when we're all gone. But this is to us.
Right.
We got to get the revelation of the seal here. They get the seal over there. No, you got that wrong. Not the full 7 weeks. Look, the week started when Jesus came on the earth. Said the Messiah, the Prince, shall come and prophesy in the midst of the 7 weeks. He'll be cut off. And Jesus preached exactly 3.5 years. Look, he's pinpointed right down to the ministry of Jesus Christ. Which is half of the 70 weeks. Now, if that's true, then that's about half back here. If you're talking about what he was talking about in the 70 weeks book, as far as the timeline for the Jews, it's like Brother Claude said, he knows what those people are asking. Those people, through discernment, Brother Branham's thinking, I mean, Brother Branham is, the Lord is revealing to him that they're thinking that there's 7 years of ministry of Jesus left. Because you can't explain it any other way. Which is half of the 70 weeks, the 7 days, weekdays, and there's still 3.5 years left. Exactly 3.5 years. That's exactly the same thing. Not, see, ever who this dear brother is, very, very beautiful, wrote on paper with religious handwriting. Wake up, Anderson. Thank you. And things, and it's very fine. And that's a very nice question. But you didn't get it. Just what I said. Never did I believe that the whole 70 weeks would be over here.
Right.
Messiah's cut off. Hanamini remembers that in preaching up here. Certainly, 7 weeks.
Right.
He condenses every bit of this down to the 3.5 years that we get and the 3.5 years that the Jews get. Okay? Now we have not denied one quote and denied one scripture, and we've not denied the Bible, because the Bible says there's three distinct periods, a 7, a 62, and a 7, right? Or 1 week. 7, 62, 69 is 1 week left to the Jews to get them and the city ready for the millennium. All right, let's go. Please bear with me just a little while longer, because right here, this sixfold purpose holds the whole key. Shake yourself, wake up. Punch your partner. Well, maybe don't do that. Poke them. Poke your partner. We're not going to do-si-do. But listen. We can't break Scripture, right? We've took the quotes that they say is right, because Brother Branham was wrong here and he was right here after the seals. Well, I just read you quotes where they said the 70th week was the last half before the Daniel 70 weeks book. So that means to me he saw it one way, saw it another way in the Daniel 70 weeks, and then he saw it another way in the seals. I don't think that's true. I think we're just not catching the revelation.
Right.
But I believe today maybe we did catch some of the revelation. Maybe it's more simple now than it used to be. Okay, I hope that's right. But look, this right here will help you more than anything. Because look, Daniel 9:24 is Bible. Right? Daniel 9:24 is what the Bible says.
Right.
Not what a prophet says, not what this one says, or that preacher, or this preacher. Daniel 9:24, we're going to read the Bible. 70 weeks are determined. That word determined, look it up. Having made a firm decision and being resolved not to change it.
Right.
God is determined that in 70 weeks, He's going to restore Israel and the city. Because 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to do 6 things. Finish the transgression, make an end of sins, make reconciliation for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy. God cannot change his mind.
Right.
If that says determined, that's having made a firm decision. And being resolved not to change it. So he's not going to do it in 69 and a quarter and change his mind and do it in 70 and a half. 70 weeks are determined to do these six things. Right? All right? And it's a process or displaying resolve. In other words, God says 70 weeks are determined upon two people. Because remember, right now as we speak, the Gentile church is finished. We're in a rapture. So there's one group, Gentiles, that took the revelation and went in a rapture. So now we got two more, right? The people in the city. All right? 70 weeks are determined. Now let's go to the next one. Now, number one, watch right here these boxes. Joe's going to flash them for you. Flash them for him, Joe. Woo! But look, here's the last week. This is where people can't understand, but watch. This is going to be so simple. It's going to blow your mind if you got one to blow. I know this is a lot, but go back and study it. Listen, Brother Brown said you got to study deep, and that's what happened. You got to study deep. You can't just get this in 1 or 2 days. But listen, folks, if you don't understand this, don't talk about the seals. I just think God is a God enough to say you got to do this, and then this, and then this, and then this. And if you don't get this, you're not going to get this. Because He knows us as humans and what we need and what we don't need. He knows we need this, and we need this first. So now, number one, this is in the sixfold purpose. Brother Branham is preaching. Now look, he said, Daniel, we find out the 24th verse, Daniel 9:24. Number one is to finish the transgression. To finish what? To finish Israel's transgression. What is a transgression? It is to go against something. A transgression against me is to do a wrong to me. Transgress against you is to do a wrong to you. So Israel did a wrong to Daniel. And in this 70th week, what's going to happen? God is going to finish the transgression of Israel. Finish the transgression will be turning away the ungodliness from Jacob. And then all Israel will be born again. All of them will receive the Holy Ghost. Right. All right, so here's the last week that's promised. Everybody got that? We don't have enough room to put the chart. But do you see what this is? Say amen.
Amen.
You see what this is?
Right.
This is the last week. Last week.
Right.
Pull up it. You got the other chart. Right here. This is what we're talking about right now.
Right.
Got it? Right here.
Right.
We're right here. Because remember, six things finishes our redemption. Six things has got to finish theirs. But you can take the seals, and you can take redemption. You can take justification, sanctification, baptism, Holy Ghost. Put them all in the sixfold purpose. Put them all in the seals. You know that.
Amen.
All right? Because it's all the plan of redemption. So the first thing he's going to do, number one, finish transgression. All right, go number two. Number two. Now listen close. Let's turn to Matthew 24, and here's where Israel made their fatal mistake. Here's where she done her last sin. Now, we're not going to read that, but remember, he says, let his blood be on us and our children. All right, keep going. Scroll that up, Brother Anderson, I think. Yeah, there you go. There's where they done it. He was making an end of sin for them. Now, see, remember, he did it all at Calvary, right? He did it all 80-30. He did it at Calvary, but it wasn't applied. I read you that quote. It wasn't applied yet. Now we're applying it in the last half of the Messiah ministry of Jesus Christ through two prophets to the Jews. Everybody understand? Say amen.
Amen.
All right? So now, one, end of sin. All right, what we got number two? I mean, end of sin is number two. How could he do anything else but forgive them, knowing that he had to blind their eyes that we could come in? It's like his own children calling for his blood, and they were blinded, and he knew they were blinded. That's the reason he cried for forgiveness for them. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. Put an end to sin. What is it? What is sin? Unbelief. They do not believe that he was that was the Messiah. They could not see him to be Messiah, yet he'd done every sign the Messiah was supposed to do, but they could not see it. They were blind. That's back over here at Calvary, right? Then he was cut off. We came in. We've gone in a rapture. Now two prophets are preaching 1,260 days. Does everybody understand that? The last half of the Messiah week of Jesus. Got it? This is where they're going to see. 1,260 days is the middle of the week, right? That's 3.5 years. That's why you're going to see in the sixfold purpose, there's got to be 1 week left, because you can't take these and put them over here. There's got to be more time left.
Right.
Put an end to sin. What is sin? Unbelief. They did not believe he was. I already read that. All right. They were blind. Go to the next one. We'll hurry. in this 70th year of Daniel, 70th week rather, coming to make an end of sin, put it away. You understand now? What is the first? To finish transgression? Make an end of sin? Number three? To make reconciliation for iniquity. You who's writing it down. To make reconciliation for iniquity. Iniquity is doing wrong as they did at the cross. He made reconciliation, but it was not applied to them. It was not applied to them. Why? Because they were blinded and couldn't see so that we can come in. And why were they blinded? You say, well, maybe today because I'm blind. You're willfully blind.
Right.
You turn it down, you're willfully blind.
Right.
Hananiah, you die. Well, maybe today because I'm blind. You're willfully blind. They were blind because God blinded them. But you're blind because you're willfully blind.
Right.
There's no reconciliation for you. If you believe not I am He, Jesus said, you will die in your sins. That's right. Now, where are they going to hear all this from? Two prophets.
Right.
Preaching 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years of prophetic ministry, right?
Exactly.
Joe, probably next time, we might want to put that right there. That last the 3.5 right there. But we may do it next time, if we do it another time. All right. We get thrown out of places doing this, so we might have to get back, go back. So anyway, as soon as Zion saw that that was their Messiah, she was born again in one day. What's she talking about? Making reconciliation for sin. Now, what's she talking about? She was born again in one day. Now, we don't, like Brother Dale said, it's not going to be one day, boom, they're all going to get born again. But a day, what? The day of the Lord. They're going to get born again in a day. Make reconciliation for sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, uncleanness, oh my. They did that was evil, that which was wrong. Reconciliation was made for their iniquity. So in other words, what's he saying? They're born again. So what happens? All their sin, all their transgression, and all their iniquity has been done away with, right?
Amen.
That's why they can go in a rapture with two prophets, because all that's been done away with.
Amen.
Once they prophesy 1,260 days, they're going in a rapture. But we still got three more parts of the sixfold purpose left. Of the 70 weeks. Everybody understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
Boy, that was a weak one. But everybody see where I'm at here, though? 70 weeks are determined to do six things. One, two, and three. We've got three done. Now let's go. Number four, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Now hold on a minute. When they finished prophesying 1,260 days, that ministry of Jesus is over.
Right.
Right? In the middle of the week,
right.
There is no more time for number four. Because when they go in a rapture, the Samson effect happens.
Right.
Battle of Armageddon.
Right.
So you're not bringing in everlasting righteousness with atomic fire falling everywhere. Okay, so you got a time in here.
Right.
There's a battle of Armageddon. There's some time, like I told you before. Look, the millennium is we're still in time. The world is still in time until the white throne judgment.
Right.
This is still the old seven sevens is 49.
Right.
It's an extension of the last church age. It just keeps going. Because somebody's got to live a literal 1,000 years. You and I are going to be eternal.
Right.
So it's not going to matter, but somebody's going to live 1,000 years to do away with us, show that the sin curse has been done away with. Now, how's that done away with? Us, it's done away with the Gentiles when we go up. It's done away with the Jews when they go up.
Right.
We got a city to build.
Right.
Thy people and thy holy city.
Right.
All right, number four, bringing everlasting righteousness. That's the fourth thing that he come for, the fourth. What's he coming to do? To bring in everlasting righteousness, make an end of sin, reconciliation, bring in everlasting righteousness. When Israel's transgression had come to an end,
right.
They go into rapture.
Right. Amen.
All right? Now, I want you to catch this. When we bring that woman and dragon cast out, we're going to come right back to the same scripture. Be sure to put it down. When Israel's transgression has come to an end,
right.
Satan, who is their accuser and our accuser, Satan will be sealed up in the bottomless pit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When is that?
Right.
Now look, you can say what you want to, and we can talk about it. But does the millennium start here, or does it start here? It must start in here somewhere because there's a lap over.
Right.
If not, Brother Robbie, then you, the way they've got it on their charts, you got a great big gap. Then you got to start a millennium. And where's this all right here going to happen?
Right.
It can't happen over here.
Right.
According to them, if the 70 weeks ends... Oh, you dick's guitar. But this is the way most people have it. That 70th week ends right there. There's no way, folks. Quote or no quote, the Bible says it takes sixfold purpose to finish redemption of Israel and the holy city. All right? So number four, when Israel's transgression has come to an end. Now, when their transgressions come to an end, they go into rapture.
Right.
When our transgression comes to an end, we go into rapture.
Right.
All right? So there's your type. What puts them in the millennium and puts them in the rapture puts us in the rapture and us in the millennium. All right? You can't have redemption for one over here and different over here. Remember Brother Branham in the Future Home? He talks about the earth. Even the earth has to go through justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. So the earth has got to be restored that way. But look, we're not talking about an earth being restored now because we walk out on the ashes of the wicked.
Right.
This battle of Armageddon is going to be atomic fire. I've got all the quotes for them. Look up Battle of Armageddon. It's man's fire. It's atomic explosion. That's when men were going to be standing alive and the birds and the animals eat the flesh. Why? They're rotting on their bones because of what? Fallout.
Right.
Fallout's going to kill more people than the actual bombs.
Right.
Because they don't have a bomb for every square inch of the world. You got it? Look at Chernobyl. I was telling them this morning. Chernobyl, there was just about 30 or 40 people killed inside of the plant. There was several hundred killed on the outside about a month or two later. And now there's even people dying now, 40 years later, because of cancer.
Right.
That was caused because of the radiation. That's why we're going to walk out on the ashes of the wicked. But don't get that confused with the Future Home.
Right.
Because in here in the millennium, the Bible says we're going to build houses. They're going to build a temple somewhere, somehow, with something.
Amen.
And I was telling them before, we were talking about, well, somebody said, well, maybe they're just speaking into existence. Well, they wasted four chapters in the Bible telling every dimension
right.
of every room. If they're not going to build it the way God wants them to build it, they're going to build it with something. Because
right.
if not, they just go, well, the 144,000 speaks it into existence and we walk in. No, you read Ezekiel 40-44. It's got so many cubits in one room, so many cubits in another room, so high the walls. They even got windows and all these kind of things. I mean, it's a whole city. They're building that city. All right, but look, bringing everlasting righteousness can't be done here, so there's got to be an extension of time.
Right.
Remember, time goes all the way to the future home. All the way to the future home. The world's still in time.
Right.
All right? So don't think time, but remember, time is no longer for us. That's why we have to get the spiritual part. When we take a body change and we get out of here, time will be no longer for us, right? But they got time, times, and a dividing of times to get them into the same condition that you and I are. Everybody understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right? But now still, though, you can't do away with 4, 5, and 6 because that's part of the 70th week that's determined to restore the people and to restore that city.
Right.
What we're doing now, we're getting ready to restore the city.
Right.
Satan is sealed up in the bottomless pit. Read your Bible. The Bible says that's when Satan is sealed up is when the millennium starts.
Right?
Right? So can it start? Can it happen here? No. It's got to be over here. All right? Keep going. Oh, whew. Me too. In other words, when the enemy has been put away, the end of sin has come, the bringing in of everlasting righteousness has come. Satan is sealed up in a bottomless pit, and the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the water covers the sea. Amen. Glory to God. It's coming, brother. It's coming. Women will be ladies and men will be gentlemen. Amen. All right. Now the millennium then is on. That's when the millennium, when the city is to be built.
Glory.
Because I believe the 144,000, they're going to come back and build the city.
Right.
Then we're going to enter in that city.
Amen.
See, we don't have to live 1,000 years. We're eternal.
Glory.
We can't prove the sin curse is over. We did it right here.
Right.
When we take a body change, we prove the sin curse is over for us. Right? That's why we're dying, because of the sin curse. But when we have a people that stands in, that's alive and remain, brings the dead out of the ground and they're all changed, we're done. We're finished. We're over, but still the 70 weeks is not over, because you got to get the people and the city ready for us to come down into the city. So it doesn't matter if you say, well, the millennium can't start till we get here. We could get here in year 584.
Right, exactly.
785.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter to us.
Right.
But it does to the Jews, because they're promised us. They're promised a temple.
Right.
They're promised a temple.
Right.
All right, now the millennium is on. That's when the millennium, when the city is to be built.
Right.
Fourth. I had about six more scriptures, but we'll hurry. Now, when we come back, I'll pick up these other scriptures, but just gives you a general idea. All right, go to the next one. Number five. Blue. To seal up the vision and prophecy. The angel come to seal the vision and prophecy. What did he do? To seal up the vision and prophecy. Daniel had prophesied these things. He had saw it in a vision, and the angel come down to seal the vision, to seal the prophecy. They can read it, but can't understand it until the end time.
Right.
The end time. What is the end time? The end of the 70th week.
Right.
When that prince will be revealed, the prince, Antichrist, will be revealed at this time, making himself God. How do we know this is sealing at this time? This is the last chapter of Daniel. So you got overlapping in here. Remember, the Battle of Armageddon is not going to be a one-day affair.
Right.
It may take 2 years. It may take a year for everybody to die on the earth. But we walk out on the ashes of the wicked. There's somebody's going to get burned up.
Right.
But now the future home, remember, we come back to a redeemed entire earth and the city comes down out of heaven.
Right.
That doesn't happen in the millennium. The Bible says we'll build houses and inhabit them.
Right.
And we will not give them to another generation. Remember, it says you will stay in your own house. All right? Now don't tell me what's going to happen, but or don't ask me what's going to happen, how we're going to build our houses, but I'm just telling you that's what the Bible says. All right, now you watch when we get in Daniel 70 weeks how that comes out. That's when the mystery is going to be revealed. That's when he breaks his covenant in the middle of the week. Now he's talking about right here. He's kind of reverting back and telling them about times he reads Daniel 12 like I just read. When he breaks that covenant in the middle of the week, these things shall be fulfilled. All right, keep going. Now let's see. How can we get time for this last one, the sixth, anoint the Most High? Oh my, here's the one. The last thing he has to do is what? Now let's just go back over Daniel, find out what he's all to do right here. 70 of weeks. What's to be accomplished in this time? All right. Are determined upon thy people and thy holy city to finish the transgression. Look, what's this? Transgression of the people. To make an end of sin for the people. To make reconciliation for their iniquity. And to bring in everlasting righteousness for the Jews, seal up the vision and prophecy to the time of the end, and anoint the Most Holy. That's the sixfold reason of his coming. All right? Now, to anoint the Most Holy. Now, this may be a little bit strange for just a minute to many of you teachers, but just hold it for a minute. Let's see how it comes out. This is the anointing, not of a man. Jesus is already anointed. Is that right? The book of Acts says that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and he went around doing good and healing the sick and so forth. Jesus is already, he is Messiah. Messiah means the anointed one. Is that right? But here at the end, he's to anoint the Most Holy. What is the Most Holy? To my way of seeing it, which I believe I can prove it by the Scripture, is to anoint the Most Holy, which will be the tabernacle that'll be used during the millennium. Now listen and see why I get it. Described in Ezekiel, the fourth chapter, no, I mean the 43rd, first through sixth verse. Let's go back to Ezekiel. In other words, he reads it. Ezekiel 43, and let's go read a little bit here now and see what's going to do in this millennium anointing. Ezekiel 43. Now, let's begin with the first through the sixth verse. You can read the whole thing after you get home, of course. You're just putting it down. Then he starts going afterwards. Now watch. Description of the temple that is to be built in the millennium. Now anyone, any reader knows, any reader that knows that from Ezekiel 40 to 44 is nothing in the world but the millennium temple being erected on earth. Anyone knows that? When the glory of the Lord fills it and so forth. Now we're going to just describe the temple in the 43rd verse on through. Now let's go to the next. Now look, when the tabernacle is erected, the resurrection has come, the Jews has returned, Christ and his bride has come, the Jews, 144,000 are sealed, The millennium has taken place. There'll be anointing when the most holy place. Now, you understand what this is doing? Now, watch. When the tabernacle is erected, the resurrection has come. The Jews has returned. Christ and his bride has come. The Jew, the 144,000, are sealed. The millennium has taken place. There will be an anointing when the most holy place will be anointed. The holy, holiest of holies, and the most holy. When the most holy place is a sanctuary where God lived between the cherub. And this time, Christ will sit in the most holy place with the anointing upon him. And they'll need no sun there, for the Lamb of the midst of the city shall be the light. The sun will never go down in that city, as old Uncle Jim used to say, and it never will, because Christ will be the light, the anointed one. And the king will come and take his throne for 1,000 years to reign. Remember, the millennium is not to us.
Exactly.
We're there on just a honeymoon, just there to observe. But the Bible says that we would sit on the throne with, which is the Son of David, right, in the millennium, ruling the 12 tribes of Israel.
Exactly.
All right? So we're not going to just be there just to be an innocent bystander, but we're really not. We're going to be a participant in the millennium. But the millennium is not promised to us.
Right.
Our promise is that we're going to what? We which are alive and remain shall not hinder those which are asleep, for those which are asleep are going to be resurrected, and we which are alive and remain is going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's what we're promised. We're not promised a millennium. We're in eternity already. We go up here, and like Brother Dale said, but I want you to look at something just real quick. I just thought about it. Watch when Joseph went to present himself to his brothers, right? Remember when Joseph and all Benjamin and all them come? Where did he sent his wife away.
Right.
Right? He sent her to the palace.
Amen.
He comes and presents himself to the Jews.
Right.
Right. The little Benjamin. Right? Yeah. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to come and he's going to come down and reveal himself. Where did you get those scars? In the house of my friends.
Right.
What? These two prophets are going to preach so much Jesus Christ, so they're going to see him. Not literally, but they're going to see him in the word that they preach. They're going to get redeemed and caught up. Then we come over here and we see this lapse over into the millennium. We see how number 6 will carry right on over into the millennium.
Right.
Isn't that kind of cute? But now look. When we get to the future home, the Bible says we're not going to even need a temple. Because we're moving in a revelation, even progressive revelation, that we're progressing in revelation that we don't need. We need this temple. The Jews need this temple as a type.
Right.
Won't it be wonderful for us to walk in and just tell the people, say, look, this type's justification, the outer court.
Right.
And walk into that next court and say, look, this type sanctification, and tell them about all the things, the candlesticks and all the things. Because, see, they don't get that.
Right.
They don't get that. They get that Jesus died for their sins and that they missed the Messiah, that they're and they're sorrowful, and they get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they're not bride.
Right, amen.
My bride knows more than my friends know.
Right.
Right? I've whispered those secret things to her first. Then we can reveal ourselves to the 144,000 or the heathen or anybody else that's coming up, you see? There's a heathen that's things in the millennium I don't understand. I just know that if you end the 70 weeks of Daniel right here, you can't do anything for the city.
Right.
Because 70 weeks are determined to finish redemption.
Right.
Of the Gentiles, of the people, 144,000, and the city. And then we just go, we come right down and right into the millennium.
Right.
Right down into that temple. And like Dad said, there's no need of sacrifice. Because remember, when the priest took the blood into the altar, the Shekinah glory comes down. Well, I think, aren't we supposed to come boldly to the throne ourselves now?
Right.
So he makes us, like I was talking about last Sunday, he makes us his righteousness.
Glory.
So if we become the righteousness of God, we can sit on that throne with him just as righteous as he is.
Right.
If we don't see we're just as righteous as he is right here, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
So don't think we're going to get more righteous.
Right.
No, we're going to be revealed to the 144,000.
Right. Exactly.
We're going to be the revelation that they get. All right? Those two prophets, they're going to say, hey, you missed it, but there's a group over there. There's a group over there that caught it.
Amen.
They caught the revelation. They became, listen to me, they became Jesus Christ.
Glory.
They became God made manifest on the earth.
Right.
And now we're telling you, you missed it, but hey, God, which is rich in grace and rich in mercy,
glory,
He's given you a little time.
Glory.
He's given you 1,260 days.
Right.
To come back to Him. And when you do, you'll do just like they did. You're going to disappear from the face of the earth.
Glory.
You're going to be out of here.
Amen.
We're going to be gone. And you know what? They're not going to, it's not going to be a drudgery for them to build a temple. I believe the 144,000 is going to build it because they know how.
Right.
That's all they've done all their life is build temples.
Right.
You know, Jerusalem has been destroyed 17 times in history. 17 times. Jerusalem has been built and destroyed, built and destroyed,
right,
built and destroyed. Wow, Brother Bob had a picture of Solomon's porch, which was part of the temple. Huge. That's why they didn't believe him when Jesus walked up that day and said, there won't be one stone.
Right.
Not one. Left on the other. And you're talking about a place that looks like a coliseum that you'd play football in. And he said, there won't be one stone left on another because you've rejected me, in other words. He didn't tell them that, but that's what he was saying. He said, there won't be one stone. What? When Titus came in, they said he flattened the place.
Right.
Couldn't even tell that it was a city. And you know what he done? He took all those menorahs and all those golden things. And you know who's got them now? Because Titus is a Roman.
Yeah.
He took them back to Mama.
Uh-huh.
Mama Rome,
right.
Italy. Over there in St. Peter's Basilica somewhere is everything they need. You don't think they're going to make a covenant with the Jews?
Yeah.
They got all the things they need to make the temple back.
Right.
And the Pope says, I'll give them back to you if you'll give me something in exchange.
Right.
I'll give you your menorah. I'll give you your mitres. I'll give you your gold and this. I'll give you your gold because we got it all. You don't believe that? You look in there's an arch in Italy. It shows Titus leaving Jerusalem. And it's etched in stone. You can see the candlesticks and all the pieces of the altar. All the Holy of Holies stuff, they're carrying them in their arms. They saw so much of that. There's an arch somewhere over there in Rome. You can look it up on the internet and you can see they carved it. And it's where Titus is coming out of Jerusalem. And you see the city burning in the background. And his people, his soldiers, are desecrating. That's why it says the desolation is determined upon thy people and the holy city. But this brings it back. This brings us back. This brings the people back, the 144,000. And this restores the temple. And we walk right into the millennium. Do we have any other left on there? What is it? Let's see. All right, now, after this bride appears, after the 70 weeks, the bride appears in Revelations the 19th, the 1st through the 16th verse. She arrives with her bridegroom, the mighty king. Oh my, I don't know whether you're going to get it all or not. Just got it so. Let's just read part of it anyway. Here's where the bride will come after this. And I believe he was pointing after that last week. After this. Because we don't come in here. This is not to us.
Right.
This is not to us. This is to them. Now let's just read part of this anyway. Here comes the bride with come after this. After the millennium sets in, then Christ comes back with the bride, right? 1 to 16 in the 19th chapter. What was it? His people had just crowned him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, coming back to his holy temple, anointed with the presence of God, to live and reign through the millennium with his church. Amen. The appearing of the mighty king to take her place at his side. The new royal anointed temple.
Glory.
Now the sixfold purpose, listen. Everything can be rounded up in that sixfold purpose. Look what he says. Now, the sixfold purpose of Revelation 6:1 to Revelation 19:21 is fulfilled. When we come back riding in the millennium, they've got the temple already built, and here we come riding in Revelation 19:21. He says, now listen, If the sixfold purpose, look at me one more time, just for a minute, I know this is long. But if that sixfold purpose was finished right here, then you got a millennium starting right here.
Right.
You still got a battle of Armageddon. You still got bringing in everlasting righteousness.
Right.
Seal up the vision and prophecy. What? In the people. And anoint the most holy. Now, the sixfold purpose of Revelation 6:1 to Revelation 19:21 is fulfilled. Now, in closing, the seven seals, the seven trumpets, seven vials, three woes, woman in the sun, casting out of the devil or the red dragon, comes between these times during the great tribulation period.
Right.
Don't forget it. All these things take place during this time. But here is the sixfold purpose of his coming.
Right.
What? His coming back to earth.
Amen.
Right here with us. We come back right here and go into this temple. All right? Don't forget it. All these things take place during this time. But here is the sixfold purpose of his coming. Do you believe it? What a glorious time lays in store for those who love the Lord. I tell you, friends, we can't afford to miss it. Don't miss that for whatever you do. Be sure. Now, one more time. Now, here's sixfold purpose. Watch. He comes down and he's going to layer in a line. There'll be two prophets. Revelations, the 11th chapter. We'll pick that up. Two anointed prophets like Elijah and Moses, who I think it is, and they'll bring great curses after they have seen, they have consolidated, and Rome has broke its covenant, that prince, in the middle of this 70th week. It'll break its covenant with Rome, or Rome will break it with Israel, and that'll cause the abomination to begin to scatter. In other words, he's going to walk into that holy place, the Pope is, and he's going to take over. He's going to be the beast. There will be the great flood when the Gentile remnant, the sleeping virgins, the dragon Rome, spurted water out of his mouth to make war with the remnant of the woman's seed that keep the commandments of God. Rome will do that. A confederation of church will consolidate them together and bring the Jews, not the 144,000, the Jews into this confederation and bring them back to their own temple worship again in the Thus Saith the Lord out of the Bible. And they will have their own church. They are what now? I just caught it just now, fresh. They are a nation recognized. Is that right? But they have not their temple worship yet. And when they establish the temple worship, the church will be gone.
Right.
So if you see them doing temple worship, you're still going to be here. You missed something. And when they establish the temple worship, the church will be gone. God will be dealing with the Jews as a nation. And then when they are brought into this confederation, remember, the prince will make a covenant for 1 week, and in the midst of the week, he's going to break the covenant. That's Bible. I just read to you a few minutes ago. Rome will break it in the middle of the 70th year. He means week. 3.5 years, he'll break that covenant with them. Right here. And cause the abomination that maketh desolation to spread to the consummation. Then he'll take both Protestant and Jews and persecute them. And at that time, these two prophets will stand up and curse the earth, and she'll not rain in the days of the prophecy. They'll call fire of heaven and everything else. You just wait. We got a lot laying in store of us to learn. So you got now that 70 weeks does three things. Gentiles are redeemed, Israel is redeemed, and even the city has seen itself come back into full view. Thy holy city, Jerusalem, it redeems them all. All three groups are standing in the millennium, totally redeemed,
right,
totally restored, totally back to 1,000 years where it's going to be just like they were in the Garden of Eden. Things are going to grow back up out of the ground. You're going to say, well, what about all the nuclear stuff? We changed our bodies over here, remember? It's not going to bother us. And I believe we might be able to speak a little word over here maybe a little bit and ourselves, you know. I don't think we need to worry about that. If you take a body change, what are you going to worry about atomic fallout? It's just the people that are not saved. Look, this is what's so great about this. It's redemption. And watch it. You can do it yourself from now on. You take Israel and us and the city, and now you are to be able to see how God deals with each one. And it's the same identical way that brings us right back and restores us back. Because remember, there was an altar in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
When they were driven out of the garden, Brother Branham said they lost the way back in.
Right.
He said they tried to make sacrifices at the wall, remember? But they couldn't get back into the Garden of Eden. Well, now the way has been made to get back in. At Calvary, Jesus finished redemption for all three, but it wasn't applied. It was applied in stages. Rachel got it first, Leah got it second, and then the city got it last. The earth. The earth always comes last. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Future home. Brother Brown said the earth gets the same thing. Justification under the flood. Sanctification when Jesus dripped his blood on the earth. And then the fire of God. See, when Gog and Magog comes at the end of the millennium, when that war starts, it's going to be a spiritual war.
Right.
But it's going to be a war that's going to be so clean, it's going to kill spirits. It's going to kill those spirits. When they go to that white throne judgment, and all these evil demons that's been bothering you, they're all going to be extinct. God's fire can do that, remember. Man's fire can't. That's why Satan's going to be bound 1,000 years, not destroyed. Because it's atomic fire. Got it? That's why Satan's going to be bound, not destroyed. But when he comes up here for a little season in Gog and Magog over here and starts trying to pull his forces together to whip us, God's going to come down. Just like God come down and fights for Israel, God's going to come down and fight for us again. He's going to destroy those demons, and then we're going to go into a future home. It's going to be a redeemed, Brother Brown said, a redeemed entire earth. Let's stand. Just like your earth is going to be a redeemed entire earth when we get ready for a rapture. All right? I know I've took a long time, but sorry. Let's just have a word of prayer. If you have any questions, write them down. Write them down, and I haven't asked Brother Dale about it, but maybe next Sunday morning, if we get any questions, you can do. Because to be fresh on your mind, you need to have answers, you know, to the questions. If there's any questions, write them down, give them to Brother Dale, let him answer. He's the final authority here. I'm not. I just try to help out a little bit. But the Lord is just gracious to show us these things. Because I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something, and be honest, and not bragging. Right now, if you understand this, you're not in the 90% of just message believers. You've got 90% of the preachers whipped in this message. Because the people, those ministers in that ministers' meeting, blew them away. They'd never heard it like that before. Never. Some of them said, we've never heard it like this before. But some said, yes, we see it that way too. So there's some that you really had it. Some, it opened some of them eyes. At least it made them go back and dig and study. But it's part of the message. It's part of the Word of God. We can't do away with it. We can't just say it's for somebody else. Well, we just take the whole Bible and say it's for somebody else. No, we got to say, God, this is for me. And I've got to understand my plan of redemption, just like you're going to deal with Israel, just like you're going to deal with the city, just like you're going to deal with the earth. Because this right here is what's got to be redeemed, this earth right here. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that what we've said, Lord, was pleasing to you, Father. And that what that we present here, Lord, is not complicated. But it's something that the people can take home. Even Brother Branham was talking to me, to Brother Bill, our people are simple people. And Brother Branham looked at her and said, Mita, God will make a way. God will make a way for them to understand, because you said you would reveal it to babes such as would learn. So, Lord, we accept it and receive it. And if we have said anything wrong or displeased you, Father, just forgive us. It'd be our old natural ways that get in sometime, Lord. But we know that your message is right. We know that your messenger was right. We know that your Bible is right. So, Lord, if we keep them in the message, if we keep it in the prophet description of what went on, and we keep it in the Bible, Lord, we know that we're on the right track somewhere. And Father, I pray that if there be any sick among us, Lord, you said you sent your word and healed the people and delivered them from their destruction. So, Lord, as the word went forth today, Father, without anyone coming up today, Lord, we pray that you would heal them now, Father. May they believe the message of the hour and believe that you're here, Lord, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that anybody ever asked. You want us to give us more. You want to give us more and more and more. Thank you for this time, Lord, that you've given us to be with the people, Lord. You know, in my heart, I want them to see it, Lord, probably more than I want to see it. But I want somebody to stand up and say, Lord, I believe that message. I believe you, Lord. Because we got to believe something. We got to be believers. and not unbelievers. Father, forgive us of our sins, Lord, the many mistakes that we make in life and the things that we do toward others, Lord. We pray that you'd forgive us. Give us this, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of it, Lord, forever and ever. Amen. We're going to go ahead and dismiss. Anybody have anything to say or anything to... I know this is not a normal church service, but maybe it'll help you to understand. At least it'll give you a foundation. You can go back and listen to Brother Dale in 2006. You can go back and listen to this over and over again. But it is important. It's food to my soul. It's something that helps me to understand. And if I understand redemption in the 70 weeks, then it's going to help me understand redemption in the seals.
Glory.
See, that's why Brother Branham preached, and he would preach, and he was progressing up, and then God was saying, hey, this is why you preach that. Remember, he gets on the seals, and he said, this is why we had to get the Daniel 70 weeks out of the way. Why? He was laying a platform. So this is a platform for us to look. And it's not all that, dates and times and seasons, but it is all dates and times and seasons, because they all fit. Everything fits together. And, you know, one day, I just believe one day God's going to reveal to us, maybe not the day or the hour of his coming, but Brother Branham said maybe the week or the month. Year? I believe he'll tell us. If he promised Daniel and them he was going to tell them, I promise he's going to tell us. All right, same thing. So, Lord bless you. We'll start. The ones of you in the class, sorry, you got 15 minutes. Be back up in 15 minutes, and I'll start over again on something else. Lord bless you.